butt, the butt.
No, not yet. I just started recording. We're going to open the butt.
The butt, the butt, and the butt, and the butt.
We are connected to the butt. And Matt, do the intro.
Fallout from All Elite Wrestling's Double or Nothing. MLW. Plus, I'm going to take my pants off and take a giant shit on Monday Night Raw. Next on the Shining Wizards Podcast.
The following is a presentation of the Shining Wizards Network, broadcasting live on Rant EM Radio and available on all podcast platforms and at ShiningWizards.com. Find us on social media at Wizards Podcast. Our merchandise is available at ShiningWizards.com/merch. Do your Amazon shopping with us at Amazon.ShiningWizards.com and become a patron at Patreon.com/WizardsPodcast. As always, thank you for your continued support and enjoy the show.
Oh, didn't see you there. You are listening to Shining Wizards Podcast, baby. Stay rocked up. I'm Thunder Frog, baby. Yeah.
I have a small dick.
God damn it.
Gentlemen, we are back at Studio A to rock your face.
Yeah.
After an exciting weekend of Memorial Day remembrances and celebrations, and of course, the debut on the pay-per-view of the All Elite Wrestling Double or Nothing. You are tuned in as usual, your Tuesday Night Delights, the Shining Wizards Wrestling Podcast, where, as you know by now, for over 400 and some odd episodes, it's wrestling talk.
And talk about wrestling.
That sexy voice is Matt. I'm Tony.
I'm Kevin.
Mr. Garifo sounds so goddamn loud.
Why? It's always me, and I don't think I'm that loud.
No one's ever referred to me as having a sexy voice.
That's a good point.
He's got a sexy voice.
Sexy voice.
I have nothing to rhyme with voice. It's just my choice.
My choice.
Good Lord.
Just a sexy voice.
Sexy voice.
Yeah, I really have no idea why Kevin is so loud. Are we all so loud?
What'd you do? Did you mess with the soundboard over the
Did you mess with the butt?
I hope no. The butt's fine.
Oh, the butt's fine?
The butt is fine?
The frontal area that might need adjusting.
Ooh. Oh,
all right.
Private parts.
All right.
Talk about before private parts.
Mine won't get so hard because I fell so far.
Perry Farrell looking bastard.
Oh God, shave your creepy mustache, Jason. You
Jason
ghoul.
Signs update. He's back home. He's doing well. He's got his wheelchair and not much else.
Nice. He gets the handicap parking pass.
Can he drive?
Probably.
Ooh, he's got a chauffeur now.
Probably.
Maybe. No,
that's a fancy way of putting a nurse.
If he lives on a hill, he can go places, but it's a bitch to get back.
Yeah. Up the hill battle, they call it.
But he's doing good.
I'm glad.
Yeah.
Love Jason.
I want to get him on the show so we could talk to him again.
Can he answer the phone?
Sure.
Oh, my God.
His arms work. His legs don't work.
Oh, boy.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so he'll be fine. So before we get into all this All Elite Wrestling stuff, Tony, I have something for you.
Oh, for me?
I do have something for you.
Oh, no. Oh. What is this?
An actual... Ooh,
it's in a bag? Wait. Oh.
It's in a bag. It's a heavy bag.
It is a heavy bag, so you can box with it.
Yeah. So T3 is joining us in the studio.
T3, what up, T3?
He's doing a Rubik's Cube. He could care less.
That's true.
All right, this is... So Drew Gulak is looking very lonely over there.
Oh.
So I went through...
Jesus.
I had a lot of stuff I really didn't want, so...
Oh, all right. This is awesome. This is gonna be like 40 minutes of show right here. Who do we have here? Lex Luger,
Sting,
Arn Anderson, and Mr. Perfect.
No, that's Sid. That's, you bozo.
That's Sid.
Here, throw those over here.
No. Hold on.
No.
I know I'm not getting them. I just want to see.
This is not Sid.
That's
this
Sid,
is
100%
dude.
That's Sid. That's a Galoob WCW figure. That's Sid. And Bald Art Anderson.
Oh, my God. You know what? Kudos to WCW. They actually made him a full, like, I don't know,
he's
half
a couple inches bigger
than Art. No, that's
yeah,
that's
but not with scissors.
No, well, you got to get them from Brutus.
Yeah. And you got a Luger and a Sting in there.
They're all in plastic bags.
Holy
I'm sorry.
Cow. Oh, my God. You get wait.
Is that Big E?
It's Big E and Kofi. One of them has a gong, and the other one has the stick to hit the gong.
I told you.
Do they have a gong?
I don't know. It came in some stupid tag team pack one that somebody gave me.
Dude, you individually packed everything. What is this, the Big E Festival? I got Big E when he was...
Big E Festival of E.
It's got a title in there. You just dismissed the IC championship?
No way.
I thought I was getting that IC championship.
Oh, this is...
You guys can fight over here.
Yeah.
No, this is awesome. I didn't notice he had the belt.
There's a bunch of belts in there.
We got Jeff Hardy.
Oh, there's a lot of Impact figures in there.
Those are Impacts? Let me see what? The.
Yeah. Is this Drunk Action Jeff? I've never
held an Impact figure.
Really?
Never.
Well,
I think that's Rob Terry.
We got the Freak Rob Terry with the Legends title, Kevin. Be jealous.
I am jealous.
Be dialing.
I am jealous.
We got the Usos with kettlebells.
Beats me. I don't even know.
I got a fever.
Yeah, you want to play with the Usos?
I don't even know if they did anything with kettlebells.
Uso crazy.
Wait, who's this? Is this Monty Brown?
I think that's the Pope.
That's, yeah, D'Angelo De Niro.
But why
sure.
does it say BP on his boots?
Black Pope?
Bitch,
I don't know.
Bitch, please? I don't know.
Are you sure it says BP and not... Does he work at the gas station?
It says BP.
Hey, a Dean Ambrose with long hair. This is going to be worth money. He looks like... he looks
John
like
Moxley.
He looks like Captain America, the guy that plays Captain America, no?
Oh, okay. That came in a two-pack with the Jake Roberts. I kept the Jake, clearly.
Got to keep the Jake.
Okay. I don't know who this is.
Let me see.
Look on the butt.
Is that Matt Morgan?
The Wolf?
Desmond Wolf.
Oh, Desmond Wolf. Nigel.
Hello. No way this is not Nigel.
That's the Nigel figure.
This is a Conventional Life podcast.
You could take them out of the bags. That's just
the
way they were.
Unwrap the whole. Oh, my God. Abyss with Lethal Action belly. And a Dean Ambrose logo on his shoulder.
He was at Kevin's comedy show.
He was. He actually gave me that. I never knew that Impact figures were so huge.
Dude, a Dolph Ziggler with like a cape version of his t-shirt and the WCW belt, Kev.
I'm here to show the world. I'm here to show the world. Come on.
Oh,
getting
my
a title
God.
Match, by
and
the
a
way,
Samoa
against
Joe,
Kofi
another,
Kingston.
Another figure with belly action.
These TNA figures are huge.
All right, it's over. Show's over. I have to go play.
Shark Boy?
Shark Boy and Hulk Hogan. We have to have a match right now. Oh, my God. I got to open these up. This is awesome. Can we put the Mevo on?
Yeah, if you want.
We should have done that. Okay. All right, it's going to be Shark Boy and Hulkster. Let me tell you something, Shark Boy. I've been hanging and banging and swimming with the fishes in Venice Beach, brother. And I've got one thing to say. What you gonna do when I drop down all the chum and I destroy you?
Let me tell you something, Hulkster. Shark Boy.
Is that what Shark Boy sounds like?
Because he's a boy. And I may not look like much, but God damn it, I'm going to beat your non-fishy ass. I'm going to beat your mammal ass, mother effer.
These are pretty playable.
Here, you want to play with Shark Boy?
Yeah. Oh, him. Oh, the child, you mean.
Dude, the Hulk's... I mean, it's kind of hard to screw up Hogan's face. Like, this looks like amazing, right? I mean, the biceps are a little...
The face looks great.
Yeah, but, you know...
I face is really good. These are Jax, I think, right? If I'm not mistaken, Jax Pacific, I think, did the line.
Arn Anderson. He's got no hair and no tights. What happened to his butt cheeks?
I don't know. It's just wear and tear, man.
Butt cheeks are missing.
Wear and tear in the butt.
So now Drew Gulak has some friends to play with.
This is awesome. Thank you so much.
Yeah, of course.
This was part of the haul that you guys got.
No, it wasn't. I have no idea where these came
from. Where did
these
come
are
from?
Matt's personal collection.
All the Impact ones came from when we first started doing the podcast, and I had that Impact box fiasco.
Oh, that's right.
Dude, these are super. These might be the most playable figures since the Bone Crunchers.
Something's wrong with Shark Boy's hips, though.
They don't lie.
Oof. There you go. Fish don't have hips.
Yeah, they have gills.
So I wanted to get that out of the way because I had this giant bag of action figures for you. And now Drew Gulak won't be so lonely over there.
Did you see him? He's like doing the can-can now.
Yeah, I don't know what he's doing.
Every week you got to pose Drew Gulak in a different way.
He was just tired of falling over all the time, I think.
Oh, my God.
Poor Drew.
Worried about me being on my phone. This that has nothing compared to this.
Well, I was having the Shark Boy versus the Hulkster, and then everybody got made fun of bomb. Shark Boy's voice.
My Shark Boy.
Yeah, the Shark Boy voice was weird. Yeah.
That's awesome. Thank you.
Yeah, of course. Of course.
Line them all up on the wall over here on the bar.
Yeah, there you go. We'll do whatever you want with them. I just was getting ready for the show, and then I figured...
For the show.
I keep saying I'm going to bring them. I might as well grab these and bring them.
Grab these nuts.
So I went through all the figures.
Figures.
I don't really like... I don't want, like, the current guys.
That's all right. I'll take them. They got a good home here.
I know they do. That's why I figured I'd bring them down here. Figure the figures.
Oh, boy. Oh,
no. How was everyone's Memorial Day weekend?
It was fantastic until All Elite happened and I tanked on my picks. I was miserable over that.
Really?
Yeah. I had the wakes and the funerals to go to.
I'm sorry.
Shindig about that, for the son's birthday.
Happy birthday, T3.
T to the three.
Spent a fun day yesterday having some Chinese food.
All day, huh?
All day, every day.
It's a lot of Chinese food, buddy.
You ain't kidding.
How's your anus?
My anus is fine, actually.
Okay. What'd you have?
Did you have the runs today, kid?
No.
No runs.
What was your dish of choice?
I had the garlic chicken. I had it bento style, though. I got the little shumais with it, the California roll. It was a good time.
All right. Kevin be terrible at horseshoes. Hey, one for two. Let's see how he does with Shark Boy and Jeff Hardy. Good. And gold. All right. 3 out of 4 ain't bad.
Oh, there you go.
Not too shabby.
He's batting 750.
That's it.
I broke my hips, brother.
So you mentioned All Elite Wrestling, Double or Nothing. Amazing. I plopped down the $50 for it.
Thank you for that.
Zero qualms about it. Of course, out in the... Those are the glasses for the Hulkster.
I was going to say before I lose them.
Oh, yeah.
I just put them in different bags. I'm sorry about that.
There's some accessories in some of those. My apologies. I should have prefaced that. But All Elite Wrestling, Double or Nothing. Man, people were going nuts. First of all, Friday night, that it was $50.
Yeah, I mean, what'd you think of that? It was a 4-hour show.
Look, first of all, pre-network, don't forget.
I know.
WrestleMania was like $80.
But WrestleMania is a tried and true name that's been around since 1985.
Sure.
So you kind of have that expectation that it's the best show of the year.
But they're not.
Agreed.
They haven't been good for many years.
By name value alone, you have to, like, you might not have the best meal at this restaurant, but you're paying for the name on the restaurant. Like, you know what I mean? You're paying for the food, and sometimes it's a lot. I thought it was excessive.
I didn't think it was excessive at all.
For an unproven product, even though All In was great, but All In also had Ring of Honor working with it, and even they screwed up towards the end with the timing. So I thought it was a little pricey, because on the Comcast, I checked, it was $59.95 or $59.99.
They're also in a rough spot too, because you don't want to underprice yourself.
Right.
Because if you charge, say, $20 or even $30 for this, what do you charge? How do you justify going to $60 for the next one? You know?
Right.
And yeah. It's like, oh man, $30, I'll buy it, but $60, meh. If you get hit with $60 right off the bat, then it's an easier pill to swallow.
And at the end of the day, it's them just, they're not idiots. They've probably done the research and kind of know what people will pay for certain things. And they bet on themselves. If you're going to bet on yourselves, no pun intended, go all in.
Exactly. And look, you either pay the $50 or you find a way to watch it illegally. But don't piss and moan about it.
Yeah.
Because at the end of the day, it has zero effect on your life. You're either going to spend the $50 or you're not.
You don't need to let everyone else know why
you're
not.
Right, you want to go to a steakhouse and drop $200 on a steak? God bless you. That's the way you want to live. You want to support All Elite Wrestling, and you have $50 to spend, and support the product. Great. And if you don't. But don't be like, I'm not doing this. They're just a T-shirt company. Look, you're entitled to your own opinion, but you look like a moron.
Agreed.
A lot of these people on the internet, on Twitter, the wrestling community, they look like morons.
How dare you?
Oh, you want to know what I heard?
Let's hear it, Tony Z.
Tony.
I heard that Cody is a marginal talent at best, and he booked himself with the Young Bucks because he always books himself with people that are going to make him look good because he don't have anything in the ring.
You heard that? Right. Where'd you hear that from?
Oh, a lot of people, okay. Kev. Keyboard Warriors, baby.
I don't understand how people can comment on it if they didn't see it.
I saw it.
You know what I'm saying? Like, if you didn't watch it, like, maybe you saw a couple GIFs. GIFs? What are they? GIFs, or, right?
I thought they were GIFs.
GIFs.
Not as good as those GIFs, though. Those TNA GIFs.
GIFs and JPEGs, yeah.
Yeah, look, if you spent the $50 and you didn't like it, all right, move on.
Yep.
You know, you can
at least you paid for it, right. So you got that going for you, as
and
opposed to the people
have,
that didn't pay for it and bitch about it.
And if you have, like, a valid reason, like, it always goes back to that, like, Roman Reigns thing. Like, people are like, I don't like Roman Reigns. Why? I just don't. That's not a reason.
Yep.
You know, like, I don't like Brock Lesnar. I think he's shit on the mic. I think he's just a bigger version of Finn Balor. He has the same matches. 4 minutes, he's blown up. He's winded.
The Brock party.
I just don't like him.
Wait, Finn Balor gets winded in 4 minutes?
No, but Finn Balor has the same match every week. It's fucking retarded.
But that's what they teach him to do. The sling blade, the stomp.
It's so predictable and boring.
No.
So I don't like Brock Lesnar. And I'm at a point where I'm not the biggest WWE fan.
Whee!
Right? Like, I didn't watch Raw. I watched it on Hulu today because they cut out the commercials in an hour and 25 minutes. I was done. 3 hours? I don't have 3 hours to waste watching Monday Night Raw. Are you kidding me?
No. Listen, I'm with you. I know we're going to jump ahead here, but this was the Raw that needed to be the best show in the history of the company. It had to have been, or at least in the recent history of the company. Had to have been the best show. They had to pull out everything they possibly could, and I agree with you, Matt. Well, I enjoyed some of the stuff. I feel like I'm to the point where I'm forcing myself, or at least telling myself, oh, this isn't bad, when it is. Like, you know what I mean? Like, because I don't want to be that guy that shits on it every week, but if I really believe it, I think it's okay to be that guy. Like, you truly believe that it's, like,
I think it's bad, and I think it's because we grew up during the Attitude Era, and Raw and Nitro were must-see TV.
Right.
So that's what I was, like, you're never, in my lifetime, I don't think it'll ever get any better than that. I hope it does. I really do hope it does, but man, Attitude Era, Nitro, and Raw, like, growing up, could not miss it. We talked about it before. You used to watch Raw, tape Nitro, watch it the next day right after school.
Right before school. I couldn't wait till after
channel
school.
Channel surf. I mean, it was the best. Now, I've said it before on the podcast, I don't have to watch Monday Night Raw every week to understand what's going on in the pay-per-view. Because it's just
same thing.
It's the same crap.
But guys, Raw is so edgy. Like, Sami Zayn went off script and said AEW yesterday. Like, oh my God.
They edited that out of the Hulu version.
Of course, a boo Hulu.
But they could have edited it out of the regular show and they didn't. So that was kind of weird.
The whole.
Because isn't there like some sort of
There's probably a pause or delay or something.
They beeped out something when Brock was in the ring at the beginning of Raw.
Did he cuss?
Probably.
He likes to cuss that.
I will tell you this as an aside.
Was the Brock party too extreme?
I want that Brock party theme music. That remix of his theme, I want that. That was funny as hell.
All right, Matt. I know we got it. AEW is the headline.
No, we're good. We're good.
But this Brock party thing.
It's so dumb, it's entertaining. It really is.
I agree with that, but is that the move that's going to get people behind? Like, everyone hates Brock Lesnar, right? It's a consensus. Is this going to get people behind him? This is so funny, it's ridiculous.
Well, they put three Mexicans together, and they tried to have a Lucha House party, and that still didn't work, because they get destroyed by friggin' Lars Sullivan every week.
This isn't the Brock party theme song, is it?
Here it is.
I like it.
Awful.
It's bad.
And he comes
out with a
Brock Party hoodie.
Dude, he just does this weird, the whitest dance you could ever possibly do.
That's the Mexican hat dance he did when he was wrestling Eddie Guerrero.
That was better, though, when he came out with the sombrero and the. That was better.
And he's in the ring conducting the mariachi band.
Listen, it's not going to do anything for the show, but it's funny. It's funny for me.
No, like, it was funny.
I just.
All right, you want to talk AEW?
No. I'm good where we are. We don't have to. We have no guests tonight. We don't have to fly into anything. We got plenty of time. It's just WWE. I feel like they're insulting my intelligence with this, right? Because a month and a half ago, 2 months ago, this was the beast. This was all business. Brock Lesnar. He's gonna rip your head off and shit down your throat.
Dun,
dun, couldn't be dun, beat. Dun, he was the champion forever. Then he lost. Then he came back because Roman Reigns got sick. Then he was the champion again. The big, big monster deal. Seth Rollins finally slayed the beast. Now he comes back and he's a comical act.
What's worse to you? Because this is the reference that I thought. Smiling Ronda, like joyful, smiley, happy Ronda, or Brock Party?
That's a good question, Kev. Wow.
Smiling Ronda. Because Brock is in a position right now where he can be an asshole. That's why I don't have a problem with it. He's got the briefcase. He's not letting anybody know who he's going to challenge.
Did you see
yet.
The speakers in the briefcase?
Yes, on the back of the briefcase, yeah.
Oh, wow. I guess I'm going to have to say Smiling Ronda.
Yeah, it definitely worse, dude. You were seething at Smiling Ronda.
He hates them both pretty equally, I think. But
going back to going back to Kevin's point where they needed to come out swinging.
Swing and a miss.
Like, it was essentially the same Raw. It was in my... For me, it was garbage. I know a lot of people said it was an average episode. The Cesaro Ricochet match is great.
Right, which is what saves them. That's
it's like the fourth time it happened. Isn't
but like
it?
The first hour of Raw, there was like no wrestling. Like the women's tag champions are losing again.
Well,
there's like the 14 championships between the two shows,
dude. The tag team champs always lose. That's Raw 101. You know this?
Why?
Because they do. That's what they do. Daniel Bryan and whatever his name is.
Eric
lost.
Rowan.
Yeah.
Like how I can't invest if you're not. If you're going to have them lose every week, what was the point of you putting the titles on them? Why should I care?
Have them lose.
But why? Just have
That's
them lose
silly.
Then.
Because it's dumb, dude. Like you just said, there's 1,400 championships.
There's really so many championships, I just don't care.
Let me ask your opinion. The 24/7 title. What do you think?
That abortion?
Like I told Kevin, I love the concept. I hated everything about the introduction of it.
The concept is great with the avenues that they can use it on now. Social media, the network. Like, I get that.
Yeah.
That's great. The
All
title
brand.
Itself.
Garbage. That belt is so bad.
It's just it's like a fucking simpleton was like, let's do 24 and a 7.
And
put it on a belt. Look, I made this a workshop.
I'm okay with the green strap. People hate the strap. I like the design, the circle design with the two side plates. I love the design of it. But Jesus Christ, dude, there's nothing written on the side plates. There's nothing written on them. And on top of that, it's three numbers and it says champion.
I hate it. It's just another title that means zero.
It's like what I want to do is every time something with that belt comes out now, I just want to have Benny Hill's theme music played over it. Because that's basically what it is.
They should do it. I guess people will be into it.
As soon as
R-Truth just ran through my living room.
Did you see all the guys running around? This is just the revival. Oh my God, Luke Gallows, what are you doing here? Oh my God, guys, the WWE 24/7 Championship is the T3. Go get it. Get them.
And I think Kevin said last week, it's just it's for the belt for people who have nothing to do.
Yeah,
it's fucking dumb.
Which is sad because there's a lot. Dude, Matt Hardy was chasing it around. Like Alexander was chasing it around.
Was he doing the yes?
EC3, for Christ's sake, it's killing me.
EC3 made me laugh. That block party, whatever, that the Usos.
I couldn't watch that. I watched like maybe two or three segments of it.
But
it went
EC3's
on way
just
too long.
Sitting there looking miserable, holding a drink in his hand, not talking to anyone, and he's in the background of everything that's happening.
Man, I couldn't watch the Uso dance party was just I couldn't deal.
Oh, I didn't know there was a dance party.
At the end, I think it was like a dance contest, right?
You got farther than I did.
It's so you can't you have to know. You're the biggest wrestling company in the world. You have to have your finger on the pulse of professional wrestling. You have to know what happened Saturday in Las Vegas. You have to know. Look, the Usos may be a top five tag team in all of wrestling.
Top
with
five.
LAX, with the Young Bucks, with the Lucha Bros.
Easily.
They're awesome.
Agreed.
Put them in the revival in there and let them go for 15 minutes. Put on a wrestling match. I don't want to see some stupid gimmick where they're rubbing icy hot on each other's balls.
Usy hot.
fucking show me.
No, that's what they called it.
Did you that see? So they're doing something for who? Afa? Afa has
some Samu.
Samu this has Friday. Yeah. They're doing it tomorrow night, Wednesday.
Oh, is it a Wednesday?
It's a Wednesday
night.
I thought
it was Friday.
I gotta find the tweet.
What are they doing?
They're doing a
fundraiser
for
out
Samu
at Allentown at W4X.
It's I don't
what
know.
Happened to Samu?
He's got
liver cancer.
Oh, fuck. I'll find it right here. Oh, shit. Not wow.
I got it. I'll figure it out.
Well, the other big news, Lance Anoa'i made his Raw debut.
He's been on Raw before.
Well, I mean, he wrestled the best in the world.
Shane McMahon?
Yeah.
It's your guy?
Well, because he's, you know, Roman's cousin and this and that.
Okay. This is the tweet that WWE put out.
Oh, jeez.
For this crossover event Wednesday for... Samu. Sports entertainment enthusiasts. That's it. Sports entertainment enthusiasts in Allentown, Pennsylvania are in for an incredible treat this Wednesday night. Not wrestling fans. Sports entertainment enthusiasts.
Why do they have to be enthusiasts?
What?
Like, I get.
What the fuck are you doing?
What are you doing?
They put. I wonder if they said that in that article, because they had an article on WWE.com, too. I wonder if they fucking said sports entertainment enthusiasts.
Fucking worse.
It's like ECW extremists. They just call them wrestlers.
Fucking
call them what they are.
Wrestling fans
wrestling
will
fans.
Go crazy in Allentown, because you could meet Samoa Joe, Billy Kidman, Michael P.S. Hayes.
Dude. Fucking
no,
lot of guys.
Sports entertainment
Cassius Ohno.
Enthusiasts. Fuck off, WWE.
Wow, somebody came with his panties all in a bunch tonight.
I just
don't. Guys, you could be Gene Snitsky.
Yeah, maybe
he's
going
to be there?
Maybe he'll kick your baby.
Well, he came from WXW.
He did, and so did Kidman. And I guess so did Chris Hero, I guess. Sean Bennett, Ref Bennett's going to be there.
Don't get me wrong, it's a great cause, but
yeah,
just the like
sports entertainment enthusiasts.
Come on.
Wait, are we that? Like, we should incorporate that into the name of our show.
Like the Shining Wizards Sports Entertainment Enthusiast
Podcast?
Yes.
It's a mouthful.
Because then we could be the Swissee. S-W-S-E-E.
Oh, wow. Like that's
actually, man. It'd be something like sweep.
Too sweet. Lance put on a little weight ski.
Yeah, it was a little jiggly.
You think they would have come out swinging, though, last night, Monday Night Raw.
They
hold.
Did. They
no,
had
they
Shane
didn't.
McMahon come out and wrestle. The best in the world.
With Drew McIntyre.
Fucking
as is heavy.
Fucking idiot.
Dolph Ziggler attacked Kofi again.
So dumb. Can we do AEW first? Can we please finish AEW?
We haven't even started AEW.
No, we got to get into AEW.
We got to get into AEW.
That's true. That is the headline.
We're getting
that
too far off track here. All right. This.
So I popped down the 50 for everybody.
Thank you.
Said,
for that.
Of course. Yeah, of course. Look, I'm going to support All Elite Wrestling.
And Kevin and I are going to glom off you.
I love it.
This was, and I mentioned it in like the group chat. I had never been this excited for a wrestling show. In a very, very long time. Like, literally counting down, like, the minutes and the hours to when it was actually going to come on. And like, goosebumps. Legit goosebumps. That's how excited I was about this show. And it's not, I don't think that's normal. But it makes me happy.
No, that's great. That's a great feeling.
Because I don't get that way for WWE shows anymore. Other than maybe, like, the Royal Rumble, just because I'm a Rumble mark. But
right. I think I still get it for the Rumble and Survivor Series. Because those are like my two favorite. Even though Survivor Series is way off from what it used to be.
It's just Raw versus SmackDown.
Yeah, it's garbage.
Brand supremacy, brother.
That's right, Tony.
My favorite.
Good point.
Absolute favorite.
Is it really?
Yeah, absolutely.
Survivor Series is your favorite
pay-per-view? No, Brand supremacy is my favorite.
He's big on the blue versus the red.
Like bragging rights and all that shit.
I really can't
Come on, bro. Fucking WrestleMania, 7-on-7.
Right?
Remember the power of the people against the players?
Ah, Teddy Long against John Laurinaitis.
Which ended up with Zack Ryder getting kicked in the nuts.
And fucking losing again. Cena stole his girl and life stole his career.
He's tag team champ, bro.
I understand. Has he won lately?
Are they still on main event?
I think they're on main event this week.
Wow, the Raw titles are so important. They're fucking headlining the main
event. They have been on TV for a while. They weren't on last week, I don't think.
No. Why would they be? Because the fucking Usos were beating fucking Johnny and Charlie.
Oh, why use your tag team champions the Monday after an amazing pay-per-view that another company ran where they focused on tag team wrestling? Why would you put them out there to
lose?
Or just put them on fucking TV. They're your tag team champions.
They put the Iconics on TV, son.
All right, first of all, don't.
They
compare.
Had the tag champs against Crazy Mary and fucking and the Raw champion.
Don't compare the Iconics to Kurt Hawkins and Zack Ryder.
This is a good song.
I love when they come out the belts and they're just like shaking their like imaginary balls and like bouncing them up and down. It's just,
could have just said shaking
them,
their pelvis.
I hated them, but it was like it's a complete 180 for me, dude. I love the Iconics now.
I predicted them to win at the wrong time. I predicted them to win the first championships, and then they won them at WrestleMania.
Yeah, I predicted the big old bitches to win it.
That's right,
Hell
you did.
In a Cell too.
Look at you.
Oh well,
I predicted a lot, and I shit the bed this weekend.
Oof, you shit the bed.
A E Dub.
Wait, are we going to open with that first?
We're fucking 25 minutes into the show. Yeah, let's open the show with that.
It's time for the Shining Wizards pay-per-view pick extravaganza. The results from AEW's Double or Nothing. Or AKA, Tony took a big shit and he's probably in last place.
Oh, no, no. You're not in last. I still...
Well, I was.
You still hold that honor?
Oh, I do.
I had a 2-match lead going into the show, and I felt completely uncomfortable picking everything.
No, I thought you
on.
Had a 1-match lead on me.
No, I thought it was 2. Was it 2?
It was 2.
Yes. It was 2. Okay.
But Kevin fucking.
Annihilated.
Kevin hit a home run.
Whee! What did Kevin
Listen,
finish?
I watch a lot of AEW.
Well, of course, you're an AEW expert.
I am an AEW aficionado, enthusiast.
Oh, an enthusiast.
Extremist.
I like it.
I am all of the above. So, I've been watching AEW for like 10 years.
That's unbelievable.
Yeah. So you guys got to get on board.
A lot of those guys came from Global. That's why you got
to. That's a good point. I went right from Global to AEW.
There you go.
That's what I did.
So what's the, what did Kevin finish the night with?
Kevin went 7-2.
Wow, that's a hell of a night.
That's a strong
he,
night.
He was the only one who picked Kip Sabian.
Yeah, we took Sammy, right?
Big
Sammy.
You and me
guy.
Took Sammy.
I really thought Sammy was going to pull that out.
We all lost the Battle Royal.
Well.
Because Paige.
Adam Page was
That
there.
Doesn't affect anything.
But
though.
That's a but that's a good choice to win that thing. But he wasn't in it when we made the picks,
No, because
was
he was supposed to fight Pac.
Right.
But then that he
that's
was he wasn't
right.
announced for anything.
And no, question mark didn't show up. So.
Son of a bitch.
That's right.
And then we all lost the woman's six-woman tag match.
Oh, okay. Yeah. We
oh, my God.
Aja
Kong lost?
I thought her squad was going to win. Apparently, the Hiroku Shida.
That's
yes.
right.
She's like the big, like...
The deal?
She's big
the Craig,
deal.
She's the Craig Steele of Japanese women's wrestling. Yeah,
well, don't even get know. Me started on the Japanese women either, because I fucking can't stand them.
Keep going.
All this, of them or just the wrestlers?
No, the fucking one that dressed up like Aladdin. Why do they always have to be these shitty fucking gimmicks? The fucking one's Aladdin, one's a pirate. They're the fucking worst.
You rub ramp.
You rub ramp?
Yeah,
free
rub
riffish.
Ramp.
Oh my God, we can't do this. All
and they're
right,
like
stop.
Fucking, they've been like, the fucking one that's dressed like Aladdin's been wrestling for 40 years. She looks like she's 15 years old.
She
God
does.
Bless. I hope my wife looks like that when she's fucking 70.
And she does like the
it's the Oriental like, Pow Queen.
Yeah. And it's just weird. Japanese women's wrestling is weird. If you like it, you're a fucking weirdo.
Mega powers?
Yeah, he's a fucking ghoul,
yeah,
okay? That
bit.
Kid's a creep.
Stop!
He's a fucking creep,
he's
dude.
Mega!
They're all 110 pounds. They're all dressed in like, wedding gowns. They want to be Barbies, princesses, Aladdins, fucking pirates.
They're artists. Like Shinsuke Nakamura.
Yeah, look, if you're into it, great. But if I think you're a creep. It's weird.
Right.
It's super weird.
I mean, the ones that you see the shows in the basements and stuff like that, that's bizarre.
That's bizarre.
I think MGM Grand, it's okay to showcase some talent from another country.
No, I like the Haruki Shida, and I like the Rio. It was just the Aladdin one. It was weird.
All right.
Super fucking weird. So we all lost that. I tried to get cute with my picks. And I lost hard on the Strong Hearts and Angelico and Jack Evans, which you guys both won.
Wait, the Best Friends.
Yeah, you guys both won Best Friends and SCU. I went Strong Hearts and Angelico and Evans. Tony really took a bath with the Lucha Brothers.
Yep.
And Kenny Omega.
Yeah.
And Nyla Rose.
Yeah.
Kenny, I must have lost Kenny Omega too. No,
no, you took
Jericho. Wow,
yeah.
Look at me.
You guys both did, and I went the other way. On
yeah,
that.
We both took the Bucks. We both took Cody and we both took Jericho. Tony only took Cody. He took the Lucha Brothers and Kenny Omega.
That was the difference. I lost. I have to listen back
and wonder what the heck my logic was for picking Jericho that night.
Because you guys, Matt talked about the rubber match in his notes.
Oh, that's right.
That's what swung you, and I was like, no way. Kenny Omega's got to be made the star, and I was wrong.
But I didn't, at this time, I didn't know that what they were going to do, unless I did and just forgot, which is entirely possible, is that the winner of the Battle Royal was going to face the winner of Jericho and Omega.
I think they announced that after our show, maybe Wednesday last week.
Yeah, it was later on.
So now...
Because I don't know if I would have went with MJF, to be honest with you, at that point either. Because MJF winning, yeah, but if there's a title shot on the line, I don't know if they want to go with him as right. like the title. You know what I'm
Especially
saying?
Especially because MJF has no issue with Jericho or Omega.
And I wonder if we would have thought something was up with maybe Adam Page joining that if we knew that it was for the title shot. You know what I'm saying?
You know what? That thought, I forgot that Adam Page really existed. During the Battle Royal.
Yeah.
Like when they're like the mystery guy, I was like, oh, so this is gonna be something cool. I was like, Adam Page.
Wild card.
Yeah.
My guy got to the final four. I was a little excited about that.
MJF was in there with Adam Page though.
Yeah, it was MJF, Adam Page, Jimmy Havoc.
That was the best
Luchasaurus is awesome.
You're a big fan, huh?
He looks fucking amazing.
I'm not really sold on him.
Really? I don't know if he's a good worker.
Okay.
His look is fucking awesome, though.
He's got that Lucha Underground type mask.
Sometimes that's all it takes.
And he almost fucking... Joey Janela almost died about 6 times in this Battle Royal.
How many times could this motherfucker get dropped on his head? Three. I counted 3.
He loves it.
And he's got a fucking cigarette stapled to his forehead.
And they screwed that. That's that should have been the spot, but then they were doing the Billy Gunn MJF spot at the same exact time.
There was so much going on. In the Battle Royal, it was hard to keep up. It was great seeing Sonny Kiss.
Yes.
In the Battle Royal. I could have done without the dude with no legs.
Yeah.
I just thought that was fucking weird.
Went through the desert on a dude with no legs.
Jesus.
I mean, I think it's great that he was in there. They gave him a spot.
Gave him the 619. He was in there for a while.
Yeah. I mean, if I was him, I just would have fucking gone out under the ring, hung out.
Or just hang on to, like, the bottom post, like. How they gonna
I mean, technically, out? His feet never hit the ground. So
maybe he's
that's
maybe
fucking brilliant.
Triple threat for the title.
That's fucking brilliant, Matt. Like, I can't even laugh because I'm so impressed that you called that. That's ridiculous.
Who else was in the Battle Royal?
Tommy Dreamer.
Dreamer was there. Billy Gunn was cool.
Ace Romero. Orange Cassidy. He had a big spot.
That was funny. I haven't seen Orange Cassidy is booked everywhere. I haven't seen him yet. So this was my first time seeing Orange Cassidy.
He's a guy of a different cloth, I guess. I don't know.
Definitely look up some art. He does some pretty awesome stuff.
Yeah.
Especially when he's like he's doing spots with both. He puts his hands in his pockets.
Yeah. He did a kip up with his hands in his pockets.
It's fucking awesome.
Dude, I love he just trying to kick him. He just like taps him. And just like, you know, no fucks given, Orange Cassidy. I might be a fan of Orange Cassidy now.
Yeah, Orange Cassidy's cool. Jungle Boy looked great.
Yeah,
Marco Stunt.
Ace Romero, I think, was in there.
AC's a big guy. That Sunny Days is a cool-looking gimmick.
Which one's that?
He had the yellow face paint.
Oh, my God. You don't think that looks super indie? Like, super, like, trash bag indie?
Huh.
No.
I don't think so.
All right. I was on the fence.
I mean, I don't know the character. Like, I've never heard of him before that. I liked the Battle Royale. I thought it was fun.
I thought it was great.
It was also free.
Yes, it was on the pre-show.
Well,
yeah. Excalibur was awesome, and Jim Ross was awesome. That other guy,
Alex Marvez,
was dog shit.
I kind of thought the opposite.
Really?
I was not a well as a trio. I was not a fan.
They were kind of all over each other at a lot of points.
Yeah, they were. I can see. I thought that Alex Marquez guy was way off.
Marvez,
and JR like. I think he tries a little bit too hard to be like the elder statesman, and he kind of gets confused easily because he's older.
It was tough trying. Other than Excalibur, it was tough trying to know who was the play-by-play guy and who was the.
Well, that's the thing. JR is a play-by-play guy. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like to have him sitting there being second or even third wheel in the conversation is.
And
tough.
He screwed some stuff up. I believe he did. I believe he called OWE OEW. I believe he called. But again, this is just totally nitpicking. But I think JR is amazing, best of all time.
I think his time has passed.
I think his time has passed.
It's possible.
I don't think he put out the show that he wanted to, and even said on his podcast with Conrad that if he didn't, he would step away. I think he's invaluable to the company. He should have a role no matter what he does, even if it's as a character or as a backstage coordinator or advisor or stuff like that. But I just wasn't. By God!
Oh, and that was weird too.
Was that
when they introduced him and they followed him out like
and he didn't come
Goldberg?
Out to the crowd?
Yeah. See that on the pre-show?
In the very beginning. It was before like the before
it was
Cody
after,
and it was before
yeah,
Cody
was
and
after
came
the
out.
Sammy and Kip Saban match.
I'm thinking, all right, they're playing his music. I'm like, he's gonna come out to the crowd to a huge ovation, and nothing.
Then they followed him in the back like
yeah.
he was Goldberg.
Yeah, and that's 100%.
Did they knock
what they
on
did.
The door and it had a big silhouette of a cowboy hat on?
No,
it?
You could hear the music in the background. He's just walking down the hallway,
and it says, and then JR's gonna join us next. And the next thing you see, he's at the table with no entrance in the arena. Which he would have got a huge reaction. That's right.
Okay. Before we get into any of the other matches, let's just go over. I went 4-5. Tony went 3-6.
I went 3-6.
Yeah, you did.
I thought you said I did. You did worse than I did.
I thought I did. I was wrong.
Jesus.
Kevin rocked it at 7-2.
Oof. Man, I took a wow. So Kevin's got a one match lead on
Seven's
me.
Kevin's got a two match lead on you.
For real?
Kevin's 61-29. You're 59-31. Wow. And I continue to fall further and further behind at 57-33.
And you're still above 500.
I mean, I'd really have to shit the bed to get below 500.
Yeah.
But fuck.
But
well, we got like, what, two pay-per-views in the next 2 weeks?
Yeah, we got NXT TakeOver 25 and
oh,
then the
great.
Saudi Arabia show, right?
Oh, boy. So you could make up grounds.
I could.
Yeah, but I took a bath.
Well, if I wasn't cutesy and I just went with what I...
Listen, we all get cutesy. I got cutesy on some picks for...
3-6? What a pile of dog shit I was.
Dude, my Andrade pick to win the Money in the Bank was cutesy. Didn't work.
Well, none of our Money in the Bank picks for
well,
the men's.
Well, you know what I mean. But...
Yeah, but I went like the Strong Hearts over like SCU, like... awesome match. Those guys looked fucking great.
Love Christopher
Daniels.
But
I should have known. I should have known better.
Christopher Daniels never ceases to amaze me.
Yeah, but you knew better about Jericho. I thought Kenny Omega was going to win that. I thought you'd want to put the guy that maybe nobody really is like, well, I mean, sure, that crowd is aware. Maybe the pay-per-view audience isn't aware of him yet. You know?
Yeah, but you know what? I think
their only shows have been pay-per-view.
No, but this was the big coming out.
Right,
you
but All
I'm
In,
saying?
I consider All In the first, even though it was done with Ring of Honor, I consider All In the first AEW show.
All right, fair enough, but this was their first big outing on their own.
Right.
You know? This is the MGM Grand. It was 18,000 people, whatever the hell it was, that they sold out.
Got to round up, brother.
Yeah.
That's it, 20,000.
Is that what it was?
No.
No. No, it fits like 12,000.
They did like a skit. They all came out.
That's got to stop, by the way.
What?
To me. If they're united, coming out like in doing promos as a group thing.
Did someone thank someone for the match? Cody thanked Dustin on Twitter. Somebody thanked him for a match.
Well, Cody cut a hell of a promo with Dustin after the match.
Afterwards, sure, but I thought because somebody was bitching and moaning about like thanking people and like you would never see like Magnum TA thanking Tully Blanchard after their cage match and shit like that.
Like I just said, I think it has to stop at some point because at some point these guys are gonna have to fight each other. So you can't come out every week being the everyone knows you're the VPs, whatever. That's fine. Oh God, eventually that's gonna become a story too, isn't it?
No, I don't think so.
I didn't watch the whole show, but can I give you points on what I saw?
Sure. Yes, absolutely. Right.
I watched the six-man to open. I'm upset I didn't get to watch the Young Bucks and the Lucha Brothers yet. But
I'll watch that.
I know. I got to get to that. And I'm disappointed because you put the AAA titles on the line, you figure the Lucha Brothers are going to win the titles back since they're signed with All Elite. You know what I'm saying? The AAA titles were on the line.
Yeah, but why are you going to assume they're going to win them back?
Yeah.
Because they're the Mexican guys. They got to win their titles back to put them over.
Yeah, but why wouldn't they win them in Mexico?
AAA or
Mexico? Why not win them at All Elite? Have a
because
title
now,
change.
Now you can set up a rematch where maybe you won on our grounds. You took it from us after we had just won them and we retired.
Yeah.
You got the best of us at full strength. Now come play in our yard.
Yeah.
I think it would have did them all right to do a title change on the show. Why not?
I mean, I don't think it was.
I mean, I wouldn't have hated it, Tony. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah,
I would have been fine with it.
All right, but that's not the thing.
Okay.
So the sixth man, I was awesome with it. They were like one or two things they were kind of like meh on, but for the most part, they beat the shit out of each other. I thought that was awesome.
I like
awesome.
The strong hearts.
I watched the women's
Shima
fatal four-way thing, whatever.
Okay.
All right. First of all, Brandi Rhodes already getting involved. I hate her guts.
But she's already involved in
She's involved in everything. She's the Shane McMahon of all elites.
I think Stephanie McMahon.
No, Shane.
I think.
But she didn't wrestle, though.
It doesn't matter.
I think you need to
wait and see.
No, I think if you don't watch Being the Elite.
No, I don't. I think that's I shouldn't have to.
Then I think that's why it comes across this way to you. No, Being the Elite was.
Is the only way you had to catch up on
that's
stuff.
That's the building. So. Yeah. Brandi Rhodes is in charge of the women's division. She wants to make the women's division the best division possible.
Okay.
She's also a wrestler. She will be wrestling Allie at Fighter Fest or whatever the fuck that's called.
Let me take a step back. Allie, commentary.
Yeah,
sorry.
That was stupid to have
her there.
I think it was just to show her fit, just to get her out there.
But she was awful. She's like, oh, yes. Yes, it's an important match. No shit. Can you add something to it? If you don't add anything, just shut up.
She's
Art Donovan added more.
When was the last time
Allie
has done commentary?
Who gives a shit? You don't put her out there then.
Well, then then you don't blame her.
No, I do blame her.
How do you blame her if people are telling her what to do?
She should have said, sorry, guys, not my
yeah, okay, yeah. Just signed a huge contract for the...
She sucked.
It's going to be
the
second biggest company in the world.
I can just tell you it was awful.
Well, she got signed to wrestle, not to do commentary, so I could see where Tony's coming from. Because she really didn't add anything to the match.
I'm not arguing that. But how are you going to say... How are you going to blame her for that?
Because she sucks. Anyway, let me move on. Kevin's not going to let me move on. Nyla Rose and Awesome Kong. Awesome Kong could not walk down the aisle. She is grotesquely out of shape. Terribly out of shape. And it proves my point that the two altered beasts were outside the match for 90% of it. They were both stuck outside the ring. And you know what? Don't get me wrong. The Dr. Baker, right. By the way, a little nitpick. If you put doctor at the front of your name, you don't put the initials on the back and vice versa. That's a little tip from me. But on top of that, Smiley Joanne or whatever her name was.
Smiley Kylie?
Smiley Kylie could be my favorite wrestler in AEW. She was awesome. Those two had a great match, and if it wasn't for the two bumblefucks getting involved, I would have been fine with it.
I'm with you.
I would have been fine with it. Awesome Kong gets kicked in the head, and she's sleeping for 7 minutes.
I didn't.
When was the last time Awesome Kong wrestled a match?
Doesn't matter. Why put her in it?
Wow factor?
Yeah, all right, but that was it. She did nothing else.
So then why are you complaining then? It's not like she was in the ring and stunk up the joint. She just sat out.
She was booked in the match.
So, but if would you rather her...
All right, Kevin, you're missing the point.
I know, I get the point.
Everybody's on the microphone going, look at this beast. She's back. She's going to destroy everyone. She slept! And it's not like they took like she took a beating to get beat up to be outside the ring for so long. She got kicked in the head twice.
But what would you rather have happened?
A singles match, one on one with Smiley Kylie and the doctor.
But that Nyla Rose was already announced for the match.
Don't care. Get her out.
She was not good.
She's terrible.
I didn't like that showing.
Dare I say, have you ever seen Nyla's matches before?
No.
Have you ever seen Nyla's match?
Can't say that I have.
Okay, so I'm basing it on this one performance. They booked Nyla as a novelty. I don't think she's any good. I don't think she's any good.
It's fair enough.
You don't think they wanted to throw the proverbial monkey wrench into the fact that Nyla is like the beast or the big?
No.
And then so now here comes Aja Kong. So Nyla's not necessarily
Awesome Kong.
But neither one of them did.
What did I say?
Aja Kong.
Yeah, Aja Kong lost too.
That's another thing. There are two Kongs on this show.
Yeah.
Two Kongs don't make a right.
I don't know. I didn't feel like Awesome Kong.
Kevin
I was
for
like,
the win.
Whatever, you know.
I thought it was huge. Yeah. When was the last time we saw her?
It was cute for the wow factor. Have her come in, destroy somebody, and leave if you want to do that.
Would you be happy with that, too, then?
I would have been happy if she destroyed Nyla Rose, and they both left, and it was a one-on-one match.
Or, like, they brawled to the back. I mean, the spear spot was cool into the stairs. It just took a long time to get there, because I really enjoyed Britt Baker and Kylie Rae one-on-one.
They were great together.
Those are clearly the workhorses and the...
And Kylie smiling. She does the cute poses.
That's awesome. She's hysterical.
What are your thoughts on people's comparing her to Bayley?
No, I don't see that.
I don't see it either.
No, either do I.
The whole thing is because they're like
they're happy.
Smiley. Yeah.
Yeah, but Kylie takes that to like a whole like Awesome Kong is coming out.
She's smiling,
like smiling and
she's
and
like
clapping.
Waving and stuff.
It's hysterical. Did you see that weird thing at the pre-show with when they tried to interview her and the librarians?
The librarians came in.
Awesome.
That's Blue Pants, right?
That's Blue Pants and Peter Avalon.
Yeah, who's Peter Avalon?
He did some stuff at Impact a couple years ago. He's a West Coast guy.
Gotcha.
He's really good. He does a lot of stuff from Championship Wrestling
from Hollywood. Okay.
Peter Avalon's not the guy that sings to people, is it?
No.
That's Frankie Avalon.
Good call. But no, who was the guy at Impact that would sing to people?
Elias?
You don't remember the guy he sang to Crazy Clown?
Crazy Steve?
No, he sang to Killer Clown. He had like a whole song that he sang to him. He was walking through like...
We're still talking about
you're
wrestling,
thinking
right?
of... Oh, fuck. Joe Hendry.
That's...
Oh, my God. I love Joe Hendry.
That's...
Love him so much,
about.
You forgot his name.
No, I didn't forget his name. I just had no clue who the fuck you were talking about.
The guy that sang to Killer Clown.
No, he's sang...
He's not a killer. Yeah, he sang to Killer Clown.
And he sang the Best Friend song, the Grado.
With Grado, yeah.
Yeah. Good call.
He sang the Killer Clown.
Yeah, I know. I think.
My God, I forgot Killer Clown was a thing.
Yes, Psycho Clown.
Psycho
right?
Clown.
Psycho Clown
it.
From.
Yeah,
from
there was a whole family of clowns, wasn't there in Mexico?
Yeah. I
Psycho
think so.
Clown, Killer Clown, Fat Clown, Violent J,
Devon Dudley.
Woo-woo. There you go.
Bubba Ray Dudley. Sign guy Dudley.
But I'm with you on the women's. I was not impressed with the Nyla Rose.
What else did I watch? Oh, I watched Cody and Dustin.
Did you watch Angelico and Jack Evans?
Dude. I thought that match was going to be hard to top. I said it. I tweeted it out on Facebook. Or that doesn't work.
Did I pick that wrong?
On Twitter.
No, you got the right. I picked it wrong.
Yes.
Fucking Jack Evans is unbelievable.
I can't, dude. I'll do it. We got to get an age on him because I got to figure out how old he is and still doing the shit that
he's
doing. He's
got to be like in his late 30s.
He's got to be.
I was going to say, Jack Evans has been around for a long
time.
He was at the start of Ring of Honor, right? Like 2001?
Skinny guy back then?
Yeah, he's always been a small guy.
Yeah.
He did a lot of stuff with Teddy Hart back then.
Oh, we got to talk MLW later.
Oh, we will. We will talk MLW
that
later.
Promo? I know exactly where you're going.
So the other matches that I saw Dusty and the Dusty, Jesus.
Dustin.
The Dusty Boys.
That must have been AEW when I started watching.
AEW. Yes, back in the heyday. If you will, Daddy.
What did you think?
I enjoyed it. I get why people say Cody's not a star. Like, I get it. But... I'm not on board with him not being a star. He's close to being a Jeff Jarrett level, but I think he's better than Jeff Jarrett, and I think he's made a name for himself. I'm not taking that away.
Tony, I'm not going to lie to you. I don't disagree with that 100%.
See what I mean?
I think the match was awesome.
Yeah.
I think that they told a different kind of story other than any match you'd see on that show. It was the break you needed. That was wrestling. I don't think they meant him for Dustin to even bleed that much. I think that was a fluke freak thing.
It added so much to it, though. Especially when he took that bump into the exposed buckle.
Yeah.
That was an unbelievable bump.
I put a little pet peeve on there?
Go ahead.
Did you notice how they had that little, they still had the foam, the green foam?
Yeah, I get it, but...
That's just something that I noticed.
Don't forget, when he gets whipped in, it's not just the bolt on the end. It's the entire turnbuckle because that padding's not stopping you from going further, you know?
I'm sure they were trying to avoid what happened to.
What?
Dude, he was bleeding buckets.
Now, did they clean the ring before Omega?
I think they changed the...
They had to have changed
the canvas. Because I was going to say, the canvas, I skipped around.
Because right after that was the belt stuff.
And they rolled out a red carpet for
Brett. There was a video package that they played right before that, if I'm not mistaken.
You like the belt?
Love the belt.
Before I would just like to finish talking about Cody and Dustin first. I'm sorry.
Once again, Brandi Rose fucking reared her ugly head with the stupid spear on the outside. I don't know why she needs to get involved.
Because that's her gimmick.
But she makes Cody look like a fool. There was no reason for her to get involved. Cody wasn't in trouble
at that
point.
That's why DDP got involved.
And that's why he had a handful of that lusciousness when he was carried into the back.
You know they're like his uncle.
I understand.
Okay.
Great. Look, Hogan was rubbing on
creepy
Brooks,
fucking uncles walking around out there. So
Uncle Creepy. Buy your Uncle Creepy shirt at prowrestlingtees.com/shiningwizards.
Yes, buy a fake news Tony shirt, please.
That fucking Cody Dustin match is like the reason why I fell in love with pro wrestling as a kid. They told a story. They invoked emotion. It was fucking everything that a wrestling match, they told such a story, and it wasn't full of crazy high spots.
Right.
When was the last time you saw a fucking atomic drop?
That's a damn good question.
Right? I feel like I saw like two atomic drops. I was fucking popping like a motherfucker for an atomic drop.
Yep.
A lot of crossroads, though.
That's okay. I don't mind the crossroads.
Some of them were executed a little better than others.
Yeah, what are you going to do? They tried to get a little wacky.
Was it a five-star match to me? No. But it was a damn good match.
I think on a scale of like, it was different. It was something you haven't seen in a very long time,
No, of course.
And so to me, that puts it above what you would normally give the quality of that match. So if I had to give it a five-star, probably not, but I'd give it damn close.
I wouldn't argue if somebody did give it a five-star.
Yeah.
I don't feel for me that it was that it was you know, cream of the crop. I didn't even think Jericho and Omega was cream of the crop, to be honest with you. Another damn good match that, you know, it was right at the precipice, but not there.
Yeah, I don't like Jericho's new finisher.
I don't like Jericho.
The Judas elbow?
Much, really.
I fucking hate it.
I get it. He wants something he can whip out like he's Japanese.
I understand, but it's just
not as small.
Oh. It's just a fucking, I don't know. It's just such a...
It's a striking move. That's what he wants to add, like, to his arsenal.
I get it.
Everybody's got like the clothesline or like the... What's the one that Ibushi does where he wraps the guy up and he pulls him and...
The V-trigger?
Is it the V-trigger?
It's like a, where he holds both their hands and he knees them in the face?
No, then who's the guy that spins him around?
You got the Rainmaker.
Maybe that's it. Okada's Rainmaker.
That's
where
just a clothesline. Yeah.
Cranks him up though and he winds him up.
Clotheslines him?
Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, like, Kenny's got the fucking V-trigger. He's got the one-winged angel. Like, Jericho's got, like, the Walls of Jericho. Like, the Codebreaker. The elbow was... It was just so, like... He just hit it, and then it was over.
But didn't he do a lot of Codebreakers in that match, too?
I'm sure he did.
So
that one Codebreaker when Kenny came off the top was kind of like, all right.
Well, I mean...
No, I get it, but...
I like when people have more than one way to win a match.
Oh, yeah.
And if this is that way... Might not be the best one, but
it's just gonna be like the. I just don't want it to be like the Undertaker's fucking.
Oh, triangle choke,
Gates of Hell, or whatever the fuck it was like,
and it cost him the match against Kurt Angle. They had a draw, remember?
I just don't look. I get like they were like really like hyping up like he's training MMA. Like, look, Jericho might be one of the best ever. Like he's so reinvented himself 100 times over.
6.7 million followers on social media.
That fucking. Elbow finish, though, it's just not, I don't know, man.
Do you think it wasn't, because I don't remember the call when it happened, but do you think it was just not put over enough by the announcers?
Or no,
you,
I just think,
you don't,
it, I
you
think
don't
it's
care.
Just, it's like the fucking Crush's heart punch. I fucking hate it.
Oh, man. What was the worst Crush finisher? The cranium crush or the heart punch?
Ooh, that's the cranium crunch might be pretty bad.
What was worse, the cranium crunch or the Sergeant Slaughter noogie?
Knuckle?
Yeah.
I just remember that knuckle from... Because he
video
got
game.
He got rid of that pretty quick. But I remember in WrestleFest, it was just so animated.
God.
The old meat knuckle.
So the only... So you did not watch Best Friends versus
Angelico? No, I didn't get to see everything, dude. I had a hell of a fucking
weekend. No, I'm just trying
and
to...
I wasn't out partying all weekend either, people.
I'm just trying to figure out... So you did... But you saw Jericho and Omega?
Yeah, and I saw the ending where John Moxley came out and...
Which
Jericho
was awesome.
Like,
yeah, how did we
Jericho's selling
that
expression
yet?
Where he's like, what are you doing here? Good
you
stuff.
You don't work here. What are you doing here?
He's an idiot too, Jericho.
Jericho.
Overselling Canadian bullshit he does.
Do you think that they've made it up?
The speech at the end, dude. I thought he was going to start saying A and boy howdy and shit like that.
Do you think that they purposely made Dean Ambrose come through John Moxley come through the crowd just to play off the Shield thing?
Of course. Yeah. Smart.
Yeah.
And
I
he's
agree.
Not and he's not signed, right?
No, he is.
No, he is now, but they didn't know that at the time.
They could have. They probably did.
So it's more effect. If he
no, I agree. I thought it was done
there,
absolutely perfectly.
If he
perfectly.
Came down the aisle, who gives a shit, you know?
I thought it was done perfectly. I'm not saying that I don't. I just find that funny. Oh, how do we not even talk about Cody with the sledgehammer?
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
I didn't see it. You guys could talk about it.
Well, you didn't see it?
No. He sledgehammered the chair?
The Triple H
chair?
Oh, good for him.
Awesome.
Stupid.
I thought it was a great touch.
Waste of time.
I thought it was awesome.
Waste of time.
My initial tweet I put out, I was like, oh, come on, man. Just enjoy your success without doing that. But then I realized it's fucking wrestling, and it's been done forever.
Sure.
And
great.
I'm sure, like, I would be shocked if, like, Cody and Triple H weren't, like, tweeting, like, hey, man, I'm doing this. I don't know.
Look, Vince Russo seems to think that they're
he's a fucking hand job.
Do you have that written? Do you have that in your notes?
I don't have to have it. I saw it today. Yeah. I'm like, this guy's a fucking jerk off.
He's trying to sell tickets, bro.
To what?
To his fucking podcast.
To his fucking the Sizzler he works at? Fuck out of here.
Bro, you get the shrimp and steak combo, bro.
$14.99. Surf and turf, bro. Surf and turf. It's a work.
Unlimited popcorn shrimp, bro.
I do like his podcast.
In a basket, bro.
I've never listened. For a guy who had like fucking 5 years in the wrestling business when it was like
former
at its tightest.
WCW champion with the shrimp cocktail, bro.
That belt was better than AEW's.
I think that AEW belt is a Milliken.
It's
I think it's a Milliken design.
You said it was super expensive.
Probably.
I thought did it not look silver though on the TV when you watched it?
Dual plating,
it looked gold.
Dual plating,
it
bro.
Great.
I thought it was silver at first. But then I saw the pictures and everything after, and it
fucking
looks,
Bret Hart coming out to do it.
That
awesome.
Was a Oh God!
And he fucking fell off the stage leaving.
I'm not
Jesus
back.
Fucking Christ!
Did a Rastafarian tackle him?
No. Fucking MJ. Look, they're setting things up. They bring out Paige. MJF cuts a great promo. He makes fun of Adam Page, the horse, the Seabiscuit shit.
The best line was, "Watch out, Brett, there's a fan, there's a fan." I popped for that.
And then fucking Jungle Boy and Jimmy Havoc.
I'm not really sold on Jimmy Havoc yet.
No?
I don't know why.
He's just a weird British guy.
I know he's been around for a while, and I've seen a lot of his stuff. I think he's actually going to be on MLW TV next week, I think.
Yeah. Who has... he's challenging Teddy Hart.
Yes.
Who has the worst hair, Jimmy Havoc or Kenny Omega?
Jimmy Havoc.
Yeah, you think so?
I like Kenny Omega's
Jungle
hair.
Jungle Boy.
I like Jungle Boy's hair.
Marco Stunt.
Oh.
No, Marco Stunt looks like a rugrat.
Does Jungle Boy come out to Jungle Boy?
No, that probably cost him a lot of money.
Yeah, but it'd be awesome as hell.
It would be awesome. No, Jimmy Havoc's hair is pretty bad, but I don't like the purple in Kenny Omega's hair. Purple ramen.
I can never
disgusting.
Tell what it is. What about Brian Pillman's hair?
That the fucking white fox?
That's
awesome.
That was great.
I hate Brian Pillman Jr.'s hair.
Oh do you?
I don't like it.
Tony.
He looks so
what do you hate more? What do you hate more than Brian Pillman's hair? Commercial breaks?
Nyla Rose.
Well,
We got to finish.
We do with Lucha Bros and fucking Young Bucks.
Tell me about it. I want to see it.
Unbelievable.
And what did you like better? That match or the Best Friends? Because I could watch them both again and probably still not have a decision of which one I liked more.
I like the Young Bucks and the Lucha Bros. Not by much.
Yeah.
I did enjoy, though, at the end of the Jack Evans, Angelico, Best Friends match, fucking Super Smash Brothers.
I love them. But boy, oh boy, was that weird.
Yeah, I think that was the idea. But they went because they went dark. They're dark now.
Yeah, so you're gonna have to catch me up on the Super Smash Brothers. It's been a while.
I mean, they're in all. I can't tell you anything about them going dark, outside of the fact that they went like dark. But they're a fucking sick tag.
So the one in the mask was evil.
Yes.
All right. And the unmasked one is
Stu Player One, whatever the fuck they're calling them. They've both been on our show.
I know.
Awesome.
Oh, I definitely
Super
know.
Smash Brothers are awesome.
I watched them up in Canada. They're pretty much out of Canada, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the Who Are You chants were a little.
I don't blame them.
No,
It took me till like the next day to figure out who they were.
Oh, yeah. As soon as I saw them, I knew.
You knew?
They're such a good tag team. That tag team division is going to be fucking donkey. Ridiculous.
Private Party.
Private Party's there, yeah.
Very happy to see them because I saw them a bunch at House of Glory when I would go there religiously to every show.
Yeah, the belt presentation was beautiful. The belt looks amazing. So it's going to be Adam Page against Jericho for the title somewhere down the road, probably All Out.
No, I think it's at... Is it at All Out?
Well, they didn't. They just said in the future, so okay. I would assume All Out because they're doing this Fighter Fest thing.
Which is going to be Dustin and Cody versus
the
Bucks.
Right? And I think... I think it's Cody versus Darby.
Oh, you're right. It is Cody versus Darby. They announced a tag match for them at some point.
Well, that was part of Cody's promo. They didn't necessarily announce when. Because okay. I know they're doing one. They're doing the Fighter Fest, and they're doing that one in Jacksonville for the gun violence.
That might be it. That's it. That's Cody and Dustin versus
Dustin
Bucks.
Against the Bucks. Yeah. So
the new Mexican tag team champions.
They were the retaining tag team champions.
Yeah. No, Cody and Dustin.
Oh, you think Cody and Dustin are going to win the tag
team? Sure, pick? I'm an expert at AEW.
Is that your pick?
AEW.
Is that your pick?
Overall, I thought it was one of the best shows I've watched in a very long
and I
time.
I ate a fucking bag of shit picking that
one. Yeah, but I bet you'd enjoy the fuck out of it watching it.
Couldn't agree more.
Oh, what I saw, I enjoyed. Yeah, except for them fucking two of the four women. It was just awful.
Japanese women's match was a little rough, too.
I thought they picked it up when they introduced like the bells and whistles.
Well, Aja Kong is like 75 now, isn't she?
Yeah, she looked like she had a rough time getting in the ring, too.
Yeah.
And then they fucked up the finish on that, too.
Of course they did.
I've been there.
What?
Fucking brutal. Oof.
All right, anything else we want to cover from AEW?
I'd give it an A+. AEW is awesome.
100% A+ EW.
I look forward to the next pay-per-views, their next shows. Very interested to see how they do the TV format.
Which is a whole different conversation.
Right? Which maybe we can have when we come back from the break after MLW, after some news and notes. Tony, what does Gino got say?
What do you hear? What do you say? We'll be back right after these words from our sponsors, you mook. We here at the Shining Wizards know that you love to do online shopping, and most of you do it through Amazon. But don't go to Amazon.com. Go to Amazon.ShiningWizards.com, click on your country's banner, and when you shop, any money that you spend goes a little bit to support the show. It's not a whole lot, but every little bit helps. And the more you buy, the more we get supported, and the more everybody can be happy, and we can continue to bring you the best professional wrestling podcasting.
Horns up! This is Rock from Radioactive Metal. Join Snowy, Kareem, Aaron, and myself right here on the Shining Wizards Network every Friday for your weekly metal fix. We talk to all your favorite artists, cover all the latest metal news, cover all the latest releases, and feature brand new unsigned bands. So sit back, grab a beer, download the latest episode, and always remember, it's not metal unless it's radioactive metal.
The revolution will be broadcast.
Hey everyone, this is Justin, one of your hosts of Inconclusive Breakdown. Join myself, Skeets the Wonder Dog, and my co-host Vince as we bring you an unfiltered anti-PC look at the week in entertainment, sports, music, comic books, video games, and professional wrestling. Also, each week we do a top 10 list and answer listener questions. Catch new episodes every Sunday everywhere you get podcasts. Follow us on social media at inconclusivepod or facebook.com/inconclusivebreakdown. As always, we are a proud member of the Shining Wizards Network.
We're the Jersey Wrecking Crew, and we approve this message. Even though many of you believe that we're living in an ununified country where the main question is whether to kneel or stand, you'll never have to worry about the Jersey Wrecking Crew. Because we're up all night.
Too sweet.
No, it's one sweet.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Listen to the Jersey Wrecking Crew on the High Spot Podcast with brand new episodes every Friday on the Shining Wizards and B+ Player Radio Network.
Hey, this is Mike from The Midnight Jury. When you are done with this show, join my co-hosts Adam, Cal, Sydney, and I every Friday as we travel back to the last old-school generation of the 80s and 90s to review the best and worst in pop culture, horror, and occasionally pro wrestling on WLWstudios.com or The Midnight Jury feeds on iTunes, TuneIn Radio, or Player FM. We'll see you there.
Your recognized symbol of excellence in sports entertainment broadcasting from the current to the way back. Join the Impact player Phil Rea and the Portuguese Man of War Choppy for the Turnbuckle Throwbacks Wrestling Podcast, live every week on rantemradio.com. Get all our episodes over at iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, Audio Boom, Google Play, ShiningWizardsNetwork.com, and TurnbuckleThrowbacks.com.
You are listening to the Shining Wizards. Enjoy the program. Ha ha. And know that ooh la la has the power. I'm the French Jesse James.
How's that for comeback music?
I love it. I love a little Slayer on this Tuesday night. We're going to take a minute to thank
Slayer. I didn't even know her.
That support us on the Patreon, patreon.com/wizardspodcast. For as little as $1 a month, you can show your support to the Shining Wizards. It goes all the way up to whatever you want to donate.
That's right.
And the more you give, the more you receive from the Shining Wizards. Tony's been banging out these watch-along shows, which if you spare yourself the $5 a month, Tony gives you like 20, 25 minutes of pure gold. He's hysterical by himself. Me and Kevin got to jump on board with these watch-alongs.
That's true.
But if you're interested, go to the Patreon, patreon.com/wizardspodcast. Donate anywhere from $1 to $25. You can put a banner on our website. You can get the watch-alongs. You can ask exclusive questions to our guests. And we're working on some other stuff to make it more more entertaining for you.
And the Patreon. Engaging, perhaps?
Yeah, that too. We're going to engage. We're going to give you lots of sweet
guys,
treats.
Guys, we're getting engaged. Us and all of you. We're getting married.
So without any further ado, we want to thank our Patreons.
Adieu.
AOP, Anthony and Danny Russinello. Cindy Ardone. The Dark Helmet himself, Ryan Arthur. The Queen of the Shining Wizards, Kathy Hummer.
Ooh.
Our friends overseas, Manny Crazzo and Sean Callejo. Mr. Mike Martinelli. Matt Garifo, relation to Kevin.
Who's that guy?
Brett Simonello, not Bert, like I said.
Brett the Hitman Simonello?
I said Bert like 2 weeks ago, like a jerk off.
Yeah, you jerk off.
Sean Toe. Kate the Great.
Ah, Katesky McGatesky.
And of course, the one and only William Mercier Jr.
Lives are going to be in William Mercier's hands. You know what I mean?
I know exactly what you mean.
I do too. That Tony,
right. It's good too because William Mercier, he does the Radioactive Metal podcast. So I'm sure he'll appreciate that with raining blood pouring in the background.
That's the name of the song?
That was Slayer's Raining Blood, yes.
All right.
Oh, you didn't have to heat it up. I would have eaten cold pizza, sir.
Oh, this is a big slice.
It's all the same to me, brother.
This is Shining Wizards dinner time.
It doesn't. It don't matter. I got a middle. What are you gonna do? What do you know? What do you say? So we are going to eat some pizza and we're gonna talk some professional wrestling in the second hour. The rant is not live tonight. Following us on rantemradio.com. They're gonna run a best of show. Drew is remodeling the studio, so that's pretty exciting on their end. We are not doing any remodeling here in Studio A. Tony's doing the can-can. Kevin's eating some pizza.
That's right.
We still got some MLW to talk about. We got some news and notes to cover.
And we got to make picks.
And we have to make picks for NXT TakeOver 25. Yes, we do, Tony.
It's the name of the game, man. It's the name of the game.
It is.
Respect
Tony's
the integrity
right,
of the game.
Right in the middle of the pack, yelling across the basement studio.
I love the middle of the pack. It's three of us, Tony. That doesn't constitute a pack. But you can join the pack, join the Wolf Pack, by getting a Shining Wizards Kevin t-shirt over at ProWrestlingTees.com.
Oh, yeah.
That's right. Fake
There's
news Tony,
fake news
Uncle
Tony,
Creepy.
Uncle Creepy.
That's it. Yeah. A lot of good merch. We had a couple buys over the weekend.
We did.
Which I'm very excited about.
I'll tell you who.
No, it's all good. We don't got to
No,
throw
I do
want to
shout out this person because, A, I don't know who they are, so I'd love to meet new fans.
Texas? Is there any chance it could be our friend Lisa?
Well, not unless she changed her name to Chris B.
Lisa, did you change your name to Chris B?
He picked up a Be a Mark t-shirt, which is awesome. So thank you, Chris.
That's vintage. Is that the first?
It's one of the first, yeah.
Other than the old iron-on white shirt, is that the first t-shirt that we had? You guys are like synchronized pizza biters.
I'm sorry, Ricky Steamboat's sitting next to us. I got to eat my pizza.
That's right.
Fuck you. You fucking dick. You offered.
What? Tony, little surprise. We actually have Phil Raya from the Turnbuckle Throwbacks hiding in the closet ready to come out
fit through that doorway.
And eat some fucking pizza with you guys.
I'll be
Oh, all Tony's right, got to find something.
That's very good information.
Kevin, since Tony's going to find something, did you follow the Miz and Maurice gender reveal for their second child?
I did not.
You have a 50-50 shot, Kevin. Do you think it was a boy or a girl?
I think, if I know Miz like I know Miz, and I don't know Miz, I'm going to say boy. Ah!
They will be having their second daughter.
Listen, that's cool, man. Some dudes, are, like, my brother has two little girls. I knew that my brother was meant to be a father of girls. So when his second one was coming up, I was like, it's definitely a girl, 100%. And it was.
Okay, while we're enjoying pizza, I'm going to have some fun.
Pizza what?
Pizza these nuts.
There you go.
Bam. Yes. I got some liners I could play.
Oh, good call. So I can eat my pizza.
Yes, I know. So we can.
Tony, how did you find the time over your super busy Memorial Day weekend to get liners?
Sometimes things just fall into your lap and you got to go with it.
You're just the best in the world at what you do.
Yes, I am.
That's right. This is Shining Wizards dinner time, people.
Now, I don't have a lot of them, but they're quality. The quality is like All Elite Wrestling. When it comes to these liners.
Am I going to choke?
Yeah.
Well, yeah. I'm going to start you off easy. Here's a current one, okay?
Okay.
Here's a current one.
Turn my mic off.
Here we go.
Hello, everyone. This is the Beast Incarnate, Brock Lesnar, and you're listening to The Shining Wizards.
Wow.
Come on, bro. Money in the Bank 2019 winner.
That's huge.
I'm surprised he didn't plug that, to be honest with you.
Now, you didn't have these people weren't at your barbecue, were they?
No.
Okay, if they were, and you didn't tell us, yeah, motherfucker.
That's bad news. Fake news.
Fake news, Tony.
Yep.
They should have been at your barbecue.
Don't spoil my gimmicks.
Gimmicks, more than one now.
Of course.
All right. Because
it's multiple news stories.
You know, I might have had a special guest for the show tonight, too, but since we're not, like, live on the Facebook, it might not be worth doing.
It's always worth doing.
All right. Speaking of doing, we got a former world champion.
Oh, boy.
Hello, this is former world champion, the Great Khali, and you're listening to The Shining Wizards.
And he reminds you of the fact when he gives his liner.
That he's a former world champion.
Yep.
His English is really coming along.
Yep.
Amazing, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like, these guys, when they speak to me, they become a different person.
How'd you get him in the States?
I travel, Kevin.
Oh, you travel.
I have the ability to do that.
Are you going to be going to Saudi Arabia for Super Showdown?
Yeah, maybe. I can't play the music. It's on a different part of the soundboard. Okay. Do you want to go old school or do you want to go really old school? I tell you what, let's go old school. Let's go really old school first. We'll go really old school.
Hello, everyone. This is Brutus the fucking Barber Beefcake, and you're listening to The Shining Wizards.
Wow.
And you got him to say fucking barber, huh?
Yeah, he insisted. I said, you don't have to. No. He said, for you, anything.
Did you guys listen to his Hall of Fame speech? Because I have not watched that yet. No, me either. That might be on my go. I watched the Honky Tonk Man's, and then I turned it off.
Okay, last one for the week. Oh, go ahead. You got something to say?
Was it that bad?
It was just weird. He was super in gimmick. He was wearing, like, his jumpsuit. He had, like, Jimmy Hart and the girls and stuff, and started singing his song, which to me kind of got lame after Jeff Jarrett did it.
Did he insult Bret Hart and everybody else like he did in all those shoot interviews?
No, he said that he showed love to Hogan without necessarily doing it, because Hogan got him his job in WWE, basically. Brother.
And WCW, by the way. All right, last liner for the week. This is a big one, considering he's going and joining the crew back in Saudi Arabia this year.
Hello, everyone. This is The Undertaker, and you're listening to The Shining Wizards. Rest in peace.
You got to let us know when you're doing a tag.
I know. You're ready to jump in.
I know.
Again.
Wow, rest in peace, huh?
Hey, man. It was just a privilege enough to have The Undertaker do a liner. And then he gives us a rest in peace. That's gold, bro.
That's gimmick, man.
That's gold. Okay.
Gimmick. Didn't he do one like 2 weeks ago?
Maybe. I
thought
know.
The great. I thought I heard the Great Khali one before, too.
I don't know. I run into these guys, you know? Sometimes I see them more than once. And they're always happy to help. We were talking t-shirts. And what I had put away in the beautiful Stop and Shop bag is an original.
Oh, boy.
Printed on a Hanes Comfort XL.
Oh, boy.
The original Shining Wizards logo.
I still have that.
With a wizard. And on the back, it's a sort of markup of the phrase wrestling talk, comma, talk about wrestling.
Did you just?
That's pretty impressive.
Did you just find that?
Oh no, I've known where it was.
Oh, okay, but no. Just because we brought it up, that's pretty sick.
Yeah, I just figured I'd show it. I don't know how long it's been since it's been there.
I'll put it up like on the Instagram later.
Close.
Yeah,
to eight
definitely.
Years.
We'll throw that up on the social media.
Maybe we could use that as a giveaway.
Oh, I wouldn't give it away.
Oh, is that the only one you have?
Yeah.
Never mind.
This would definitely have to be like raising money for somebody's misfortunes, you know, kind of bidding kind of thing.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
Anyway, I didn't mean to bring the show down, but...
No, you didn't at all. Why would you bring the show down? That's an awesome relic.
It's a piece of history.
It is.
It is indeed a piece of history.
I still have mine.
Yeah, I have mine at home somewhere.
I think we got pictures of you... Here in studio wearing your shirt.
Yeah.
From like your first appearance.
My first one. I think that was the same night we had Uncle Fred on, if I'm not mistaken.
Was it Uncle Fred?
No, but it was Otunga Bunga was the first one, right?
That was, yeah. I was thinking.
But I came back for Uncle Fred.
And you didn't know what a butter gutter was.
Still don't want to know what a butter gutter is.
Things we learn in Studio A.
Yeah, boy! It's time to make the wrestling talk, boy! I've had that sound effect. I just wanted to play it.
All right.
What accent is it?
Jamaican?
Tony, what other wrestling did you watch this week?
Ooh, I watched MLW. Ooh.
Yeah?
Let me tell you something.
All right, tell us something.
MLW, what's it called? Fusion?
Yes.
Yes, Tony.
It could have been, and I say this with no hint of irony, could have been the greatest wrestling show that I've ever seen, ever, ever in my life.
Really?
I'm afraid I've got some
fake news.
You are fake news.
Let me tell you something about MLW, Matt. Can I tell you something about MLW?
Oh, boy.
Wow, that was like a punch in the gut. I did not see that coming.
I have been enjoying the build with MLW and... This was a whole lot of bag of shit, to be honest with you.
Oof. Really?
Oh, my goodness. Yes. I have to stop the music for that one.
All right. I'm surprised.
I enjoyed it. I thought there was a lot of storytelling and story building on this.
Yes. What I enjoyed, Filthy Tom Lawler's awesome. That Otto Wands lookalike that he wrestled.
Avalanche?
The Avalanche.
You can't sell a guy from Germany saying how great he is and going, oh, it's his debut match here, and he's getting a title shot against Filthy Tom Lawler. You can't do that.
What?
You can't do that.
They've been building him up for weeks.
Who, Avalanche?
Yeah, they've been
but they're saying it's his first match. Like, you can't do that.
But they're saying that people from all over the world want to come and challenge the best, which is Tom Lawler.
Yeah, but then why doesn't somebody else that's on MLW get that shot before somebody from outside the country? You know what I'm saying? Look, back in 1960, the New York Jets aren't going to just walk onto the National Football League field and go, hey, we're challenging the Super Bowl champions.
Well, it's a real sport.
But you're not going to do that. You can't do that.
I see where you're getting. I see your angle.
But didn't...
The match was fine. Don't get me wrong.
But doesn't
the match
somebody
was fine.
Already doesn't somebody already have a title shot in the back burner somewhere?
Yeah,
doesn't
LA
David
Park.
Hart Smith?
LA Park.
LA Park?
LA Park won some match.
He won the Battle Royale.
Yeah.
Oh, there you go.
So... I think that's okay, then.
That they give the German guy who's never wrestled for MLW a title match?
I do.
All right. To each his own, I guess.
I think...
I totally understand
where you're
coming
from.
Get his point, without a doubt.
And I also understand Kevin's, and I like what MLW is doing with what Kevin said, where it's a... You're creating a fighting champion, and it doesn't hurt... If he beats this Avalanche character, maybe we never see him again. Maybe it's just a successful defense to build up Filthy Tom Lawler into what's going on with Contra. I'm not against it. I understand what you're saying, Tony.
Again, agree.
Maybe if it was worded differently where they didn't say this is his debut, maybe
But that's the thing. Words are important on commentary. If you're not saying the right things, you're going to make a guy look like shit.
But if you can't buy tickets to the next All Elite Wrestling show at AEW.com, because that's not the website, Jim Ross. It was AllEliteWrestling.com.
It's another thing.
So, yes, I see Tony's point. It makes sense.
But if you've been watching the show, you understand that this guy's a worthy competitor.
Right. But you don't... You can still present him that way without what Tony said, mentioning that
fine.
It's his debut.
I see
both angles.
I'm 100% with you.
And I don't think either one is wrong, but I understand.
Yep.
And I think it's something like you bring this guy in, maybe he gets exposure, maybe the fans really like him, then you can bring him back. And if not, Tom Lawler beat him, and he's a fighting champion.
What are your thoughts on a Tom Lawler promo?
I like the Tom Waller promo.
Yeah.
I know you don't like him or Alex Hammerstone.
I don't hate Alex Hammerstone, and I don't hate Tom Lawler. I think they're both stars, Lawler more than Hammerstone. But when you have Hammerstone with Richard Holiday and MJF with him, they blow him out of the water every time they talk.
I don't know, because I think Hammerstone cuts a different kind of promo.
Agreed.
And I liked him and Holiday with their dual little promo together.
I did. I enjoyed that.
So did I. And I love how like Hammerstone's like, see that? My bicep can't even make it in the monitor. That was a nice touch. But I look at Hammerstone. Richard Holiday is a stud. Like a great, great person in any role. If you want him to be a manager, he could be a manager. You want him to be a wrestler, he could be a wrestler. And he's a damn good wrestler. So I just think Hammerstone... he's the one that they're pushing more so than the other two, and I don't think that's, no offense to this guy, but I don't think that's right. I think Holiday and MJF are both better.
Well, I think it's going to lead to Hammerstone breaking away from the Dynasty
okay.
and feuding with MJF.
He could be a super babyface.
Yeah. You know who I think gives a really bad promo?
Who?
Davey Boy Smith Jr.
All right, I don't want to get to the bad stuff yet. Can I finish with the stuff that I liked? Can I finish with the stuff that I liked?
I'm just saying, we're talking promos. I don't know if it's like his delivery, his cadence. I think
that's intentional.
No, here's the problem with that whole group. They speak like they give a shit, but they act like they don't. And that's the problem. I don't feel enthused, to use a light word, about what they want to accomplish and what they do.
All right.
Teddy Hart. Talented. Davey Boy Jr., talented. Pillman Jr., he's got the goods. But when they talk, I don't give a shit because they don't give a shit.
Do you think, and I thought that out of that, the trio and that, and again, this is also a vignette. It's not necessarily an in-ring promo. So they might be trying to portray a different attitude than you would necessarily in the ring. And I thought out of the three of them, I thought Pillman came off the not the most polished.
No, but he also came off as he was taking it seriously. He was more serious than
and when you don't do that well, that hurts.
Well, he's still young, and
that's true.
And I get that they put him in there, the whole family thing, and you know these guys are more established and whatnot. But they don't care, so I don't care.
But
honestly, I don't.
Other than maybe Pillman, I mean their fathers weren't the best promos either. So I don't know if they're. This new flashy version of the Hart Foundation, I don't know if it's... part of you feels like these are done on purpose.
Oh, no, Kev. Hanging their asses out the window and saying, we're planting drugs in MJF's car. That's riveting shit.
Yeah, sarcasm?
Absolutely. It's fake news.
Tony, you can't get over that that segment, huh?
I hated that. I was waiting for him to start singing with an oink oink here and an oink oink there. Holy shit, dude.
I think they're trying to play... And honestly, I guess they're definitely not heels because they're feuding with the Dynasty. But to me, they come across as...
Because they don't care, so you don't care about them. Like, there's no reason to invest in them. Oh, they're tag champs. Who gives a shit? Oh, he's the middleweight champ. Don't really care. Like, it's worthless garbage to me.
Like, they're too cool for school?
Yeah. That's what I think.
And that's what that was Johnny Mundo's downfall. That's why nobody cared when he became Impact
champion. But it was also
champion.
The outsiders' upfall. That's what made them so good. So that's how I kind of compared it to. It's like...
Yeah, but it's a different, the outsider Steve Austin, like, tweener thing where they're like, they just do their own thing and they're too cool. Like, I think that's way past. I can see Tony's point. I don't mind him, but I think Davey Boy Smith, whatever he does, I just hate it. And then Pillman was like holding his shoulder the whole time.
Is he selling?
Right, but then he did this, and you can't see because we're on a fucking podcast. He like extended his arms to be like, it was this big. Like, and I was like, but is he? Because he was just sitting there like this the whole time. And then he opened his arms. And maybe I'm just nitpicking, but I thought he was trying to like milk something. And that backstage interview chick.
Wait, can I finish my...
Well, I figure we could sift through the shit first before we get to the good stuff.
No, I want to start with the good stuff, because then we get shit on everything else.
All right, fair enough.
Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, the fight with Ricky Martinez and Loki. I like the way that came off. It told a good story when they just abandoned him in the ring, and the fucking mutts came out and beat him up. That was cool. Like I said, the title match was good.
I think Loki knocked that dude legit the fuck out.
Oh,
the
no,
fat
he
guy.
Did. He did. Holy he dropped shit. Like a fucking sack of wet clothes. And he, yeah, and the referee was just like, yo, just don't fuck with him. He was out. I was looking for stories online to see if they had any mention. And that was Mr. Grimm, by the way.
Yes.
I saw him in one of his first matches when I used to work for that company. And I was like, this guy's got an awesome. Everybody went in a body bag.
Tier one.
Everybody went in a body bag, which was a cool gimmick.
Yeah, he went in a fucking body bag. Holy shit. Yes. Dude, he was standing and Loki hit him and he was lights out, bro.
Yep.
It was a wrap for him.
Well, those guys weren't, those aren't MLW regulars, no. Right? They're just guys they brought
they
in.
They were local guys that were there for the tapings.
Enhancement guys.
Yes. Troy Hollywood and the hitman for hire, Mr. Grimm.
Mm-hmm.
You're a mean one.
Mr. Grimm.
Mr. Grimm.
Fucking. Holy shit.
Bad, dude. It was
you
bad.
You get knocked unconscious.
Holy moly, guacamole.
I'm really trying to think. Oh,
Barrington Hughes and Ace Romero?
Not yet. Not yet. Kevin, not yet.
You didn't like that?
Mance Warner had a little bit of this and that where he got paid and all this. And then at the end, when L.A. Park was going to cash in after after the Mutts, I'll call them the Mutts for now.
Oh, I didn't see that part. That happened?
They attacked Tom Lawler, and L.A. Park was going to cash in because Ocasio-Cortez was telling him we're going to do it. And... fucking
I turned it off right after the finish. I didn't see this.
You didn't
I just saw him tap out Avalanche. I didn't see this part.
So LA Park came out.
Oh wait, so you didn't see when Contra attacked him either?
So LA Park was going to go to the ring to go cash in and beat Tom, and fucking Mance and Sammy beat the shit out of him in the back, and she was muttering something to Mance in Spanish. I don't know what he said back to her, but I couldn't stop laughing. It was really funny. Really good stuff. So now we can get to everything else.
So wait, what at the LA Park Contra unit came? I know that was a story throughout the whole show.
So Lawler tapped out the Avalanche, and then Contra attacked Filthy Lawler, and they put the flag over him. He's like grasping the title, and they cut to backstage, and Selena De La Renta wanted LA Park to go out and cash in because he's fucking laid out. And out of nowhere, Mance and Sammy jump him and beat the shit out of him.
Oh, okay. Wow.
It was good.
Nice.
Old Mance was going to call in tonight, but he's got a show. He's working Pro Wrestling Revolver.
Love me some Mance Warner. One of the brightest spots of the show is Mance doing anything on that show.
Yeah, I like old Mance Warner. Bud Lights and Lariats, baby. The Southern Psycho.
Oh, the Southern Psycho.
Okay.
All right, so...
Okay. Anybody else like anything about the show first?
I liked the whole show.
No, you did not.
I enjoyed
it. No, you did not. Should I play
Shining
fake
Wizards,
news?
Matt.
Should I play fake news?
The whole effing show.
I have a small dick.
Shining Wizards, Matt.
I like
the whole effing show.
Why the fuck you lying? Why you always lying? Oh, my God. Stop fucking lying.
I'm not lying. I really like the show.
I did too.
Why the fuck you lying?
You're lying. Come
no,
on.
I'm not lying.
Lying.
Look.
Oh, I did like something else.
Okay.
Every time Barrington Hughes loses, I'm a happy guy.
Fuck that. I never understand what you have
Why?
Against Barrington
what
Hughes.
What do you not like about Barrington Hughes?
He looks like a fucking melted Hershey Kiss on toothpicks.
Although, dude, he was on the ground, he rolled over, and his titty came out of his
of course they did.
Singlet.
And at least Ace Romero has
now
the
smart titty.
And I almost got like half of a boner. I was like, that looks like a big black titty.
Loved it.
Oh, black titty.
Ram-a-lam. Oh, black titty. Ram-a-lam. I got...
I like the Contra unit. I like what they're doing with them. He stabbed Ace Romero in the back of the head with a spike.
All right, folks.
How else are you going to take down a big man?
You do like what the Fatu guy did and just hit him with a moonsault like they did to Barrington last week.
Sure, but they're...
No weapons needed.
2-on-1. You take out one of the big guys.
All right. If Fatu can take out one big guy all by himself last week, why do they need to use a weapon to take him out this week?
Why not?
You escalate.
It's estúpido. Muy estúpido.
No, they said they were going to take people out.
All right, so this was the entire show in a nutshell, aside from the Tom Lawler thing and the shitty promo by the fucking Hart.
Are we going to get Tony's meh MLW segment coming soon?
Meh MLW. No, meh LW.
Oh, yeah, that's
there
better.
You know, that's better. Oof. So the Contra unit is Simon Gotch and Fatu, one of the Fatus. And
Jacob Fatu.
Skinny Fatu. And he's thinner than Lance. And
Oofa.
And
Lou.
And the fucking former Sheik who still wears the Sheik boots, Joseph Andrade, Samel. Whatever his name
Samel.
Is. Samel. He's Samel's funny. Hi-oh.
Oh, boy.
The gimmick was so fucking Samel-y.
I can't even get mad at him.
So this is what they did on the show. They stabbed Ace Romero in the neck with a fucking spike.
The back of the neck.
Then they beat up Barrington Hughes with a fucking boot.
Yep.
Then they lit the fucking Lucha Brothers on fire in the locker room.
They only threw fire at Rey Fénix.
They disfigured him so much that he couldn't win the titles against All Elite Wrestling's fucking Young Bucks this weekend.
No. When they took the mask off, the flesh was coming off. According to Cardi B.
So he had to put the mask back on.
Cardi B. She's fucking awful.
They're all awful.
No.
Yes.
No. I don't like her because she's like, I don't know.
Wait, what? What? Joseph Smell? He used to be the Sheik, right?
Yeah.
Do you think he does? Do you smell?
Ladies and gentlemen, we are the official podcast of Major League Wrestling.
Oh, my God. It was bad, dude. So they spiked Ace Romero, who, like, earned his paycheck for doing nothing.
Okay.
But I'm sure it was better than getting fucking punted in the head or whatever from Loki by Mr. Grimm over there. But so they lit him on fire. Then they come out and they beat up Tom Lawler. Like, the entire
They beat up Loki, too.
Oh, and they beat up Loki. Oh, my God. Yeah, because Ricky Martinez ran out on him.
Yes.
Yeah, and I was actually, like, thinking to myself, like, I actually like this team of Loki and Ricky Martinez. And all of a sudden, Martinez just fucking leaves.
Well, because Loki's been fighting over, like, contract terms with Oscar De La Hoya, whatever
Selena De La Renta.
Oscar De La Hoya.
And then she's like texting on her phone, like that's going to stop any kind of beatdown or anything. Like, she's fucking retarded.
Wait, the beatdown clan was there?
Would have been better off, bro. I would have saw Mr. Ass take a spike from fucking Joseph Alifa.
Mr. Ass wasn't in the beatdown clan.
He wasn't?
No, the beatdown clan was Bobby Lashley, Kenny King, and MVP.
Oh, I'm thinking of the Voodoo Kin Mafia.
That's right, you are.
Or something like that.
Yeah. Why can Billy Gunn go by Billy Gunn now, but when he went to TNA, he had to call himself Kip James?
I don't know. Doesn't matter.
No, it was just something that struck my fancy.
Ooh, it tickled Kevin's tits.
Tickled my Barrington Hughes titties.
Yeah, so I don't know. The good was severely outweighed by the bad. I didn't like the
whole,
I didn't like Contra being involved in every segment. I'm sorry. It was worthless. They cheated to win the first time. They screwed up Yes. Beat up the guy in the back and they lit him on fire. Come on, dude. How many stories do you want them to be involved in?
Well, look.
How many were the NWO involved in?
Really? You're gonna throw NWO at me?
I'm saying
how many
similar.
Shitty things. Who's gonna fight for the fucking supremacy and the leadership, Kev? Is it gonna be Mr. Grimm against fucking Joseph Samel?
Tom Lawler and the Von Erichs.
Oh, fuck me. Look, I'm all for the Von Erichs coming in. Good for them. Austin Aries, eh.
Really?
Yeah. I don't like Austin Aries, dude.
Why?
I'm sorry. I don't like him.
I think that stuff...
That's what we were talking about before. With like
it's the Roman Reigns thing.
Roman Reigns, give a reason. Show your work.
He's kind of a dick.
To whom?
And the way he walked out of like the title match when fucking Johnny Impact beat him.
Yeah, but that's what... You don't know the details behind that.
Yeah, but I don't care. He
Johnny
comes across like
details.
A dick, so he's a dick.
Fair enough.
I like him.
Love Austin Aries. He has a picture wearing our shirt, by the way.
I understand.
Yeah, don't
all right, I love Austin Aries.
You don't have to say no.
Austin Aries is the greatest wrestler ever.
I mean,
no, don't even play that. I'm not even joking. No, serious. I'm not lying. I'm 100%.
Yeah, look,
you just gotta have a better fucking reason than I just don't like him.
He's kind of a dick, dude.
All right, okay? So you could go ahead and say he rubs me the wrong way.
Dead DiBiase.
That's the most like least acceptable reason to. I just don't like him.
Okay, so I don't like him. I don't know.
So, like, he rubs you the wrong way?
Yes.
He gives you a bad vibe?
Yes.
Gives you the heebie-jeebies?
Yes.
The little itsy-witsies?
Mm-hmm.
All right. That's it.
And plus, he's a dick on Twitter, too, so there you go.
All right. Well, LAX signed with All Elite Wrestling, so they're the right demo.
Wait, what?
Not LAX. The Lucha Brothers. I'm sorry.
Oh, my God.
Sorry, Lucha Brothers.
They don't all look alike, Matt.
Jesus!
Freudian slip.
Wait a minute.
A Floridian slip? Those Floridians are bugging. One more time, Tony, please.
The Lucha Brothers signed with All Elite Wrestling.
Holy shit, those are my boys, LAX.
So they had to write them out somehow.
So they lit him on fire.
So they did that angle. Contra took them out. Contra took out Barrington Hughes and Ace Romero. Right now, they took out Low-Key. Now Low-Key has a feud where he could work with Contra. Now he's on the outs with Selena De La... Whatever Hoya. Her name is. De La Renta.
De La Hoya.
So there's an angle there. And then Filthy Tom Waller and Contra. So you got a bunch of different pokers in the fire.
That's right. Poker in the front, poker in the fire.
Exactly. Nice. No, man.
That was gold, dude.
And then this weekend, June 1st, Fury Road, TV tapings.
Yeah, I wonder if they're going to interfere in the North American title match between Alex Hammerstone and Brian Jr.
No, I think that's a separate entity.
Entity.
We got Tom Waller and the Von Erichs against Contra. Teddy Hart versus Jimmy Havoc. Davey Boy Smith Jr. against MJF.
Oh, wow.
Austin Aries debuts against Adam Brooks.
Who?
Adam Brooks.
Who's that?
I think he's an English kid.
Wait, Mance and Sammy are fighting each other?
Yeah, false count anywhere match.
Why? They're boys.
But that's where they were fighting each other when Contra attacked them. Or not Contra. Selena De La Rea's posse attacked them, and then they formed a team, but they got to finish what they started.
I don't know. Awful lot of Contra nonsense this week.
Pillman Jr. for the national championships.
If they attacked one person this week, I would have been fine with it. But it was just way too much, dude. Way too much.
Why? They got to run roughshod over MLW.
Stupid. That's right.
Stupid, and then Flamita is making his debut.
He's signed.
Against Rey Orris.
Flamita.
Rey Orris Hogan?
I'll talk to you off the air about something, too.
What's that?
In July, maybe.
Ooh, road trip?
I mean, it's not really that far of a trip, but yes.
Correct! Ding!
Oh, boy. So MLW, they had a big brain fart and a big step back.
Well, that's your opinion.
Yeah.
Don't speak for me, Kevin.
No, it's my segment, MLW.
Oh, now it's your segment?
MLW.
I disagree.
No, I disagree. Well, good for you. That's why you're an asshole, because you have an opinion. Wait, strike that.
I enjoyed it. I enjoyed the show.
All right, good for you. Kevin, did you enjoy it?
I did.
All right, cool. I'm 3-6. Let's go.
It's storming outside.
Good. I guess you guys are sleeping over. Hey, it's an all-nighter here at the Shining Wizards.
That's why I bought a 12-pack.
Jesus.
Is there a hurricane coming through? This is a Texas tornado. I knew it.
Well, you got news about the Von Erichs now?
We already talked about
talked about the Von Erichs, but there's a storm coming, so.
All right, cool. Sweet. What else we got there, Jerky?
We can flash back to the WWE a little bit if you want.
We can do news and notes.
We got our Saudi Arabia show coming up. Baron Corbin is now the number one contender.
Oh, wait, you want to play Saudi Arabia music?
Oh, yes, please.
Okay, let's do it.
Oh, Baron Corbin is now the number one contender.
Yes!
For the Universal Championship.
He finally is
going to
get his due.
So he's going to wrestle Seth Rollins at the, what are we calling, the Super Showdown.
This is kind of a lackluster show to me.
Ugh, it's awful.
Which is surprising, because they usually, other than Undertaker Goldberg, they usually put a lot more into this.
Wait, when is that show?
June 7th, Friday.
So next Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. The 11th, our show on the 11th. Can we call it Lackluster Showdown?
Absolutely. I like it. Thinking ahead. It's good stuff.
Thinking.
Oh, yeah.
Kevin Owens said he's not going, so there's rumor and
I'm not going.
That's why they brought back Ziggles to feed Kofi.
What?
I don't know. Your music is very distracting.
It's a great song.
I don't like it.
It's almost over.
I don't like it. So this is what your Super Showdown card's looking like. Goldberg, Undertaker.
Great.
Triple H, Randy Orton.
Woo! Oh, did you see the vignette they had for that match?
I like that, actually.
No, they usually do a good job on the vignettes.
Yeah.
But they went back all the way to like Evolution when he gave him the thumbs down and shit. And then when Randy went to his house and stuff like that.
Him kissing Steph?
Yes.
Yeah, they did all of it. Yeah.
Everything.
All
right, I'm okay with that.
I mean, we've already talked about what we think these shows are. I really thought that they would put more into it, though.
Nope, don't give a shit.
Saudi- like Bobby Lashley, Braun Strowman.
Like, is that in there?
That's on there.
Great.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
Wonderful.
Pass. So. Hard pass.
Drew McIntyre's not on the card, is he?
No, he'll probably be in the 50-man battle royal.
Oh, yeah.
Finn as the demon against Andrade.
Wait, can we stop for a second? How are they going to fit 50 people in the ring? How?
Get rid of as many as you can very fast.
Like, the ring is 20 by 20, which is the apron. So it's got to be about, what, 18 by 18 between the ropes, right? Maybe? Am I wrong?
The largest battle royal in WWE history, I believe, is like a 42-man. That happened actually on like a SmackDown. Before that, it was a 40 on like a Superstars. So you could probably squeeze 50 in there and then just dump 5 people right away.
That's insanity. That's just insanity. Are we picking that show, by the way?
Sure are.
The Super Showdown?
Oh, great.
Abso-fucking-lutely.
Can we have a thing where, like, if you pick the winner of the Rumble, you get, like, 10 points? Or the Battle Royal?
10 points, no.
No.
You want to do a two?
Gotta count singular.
Yeah, oh, Jesus.
I mean, maybe we could throw, like, it could be worth
I don't hate the idea. I'm not going to lie.
Because that's going to be, I mean, unless it's 49 jobbers and Braun Strowman.
Braun Strowman's fighting Bobby Lashley.
Oh.
We just talked about that.
Well, he could be in both.
He might. Actually, that's true, too.
Save money. I bet you everybody on the show is in the Battle Royal. You want to bet?
Everybody.
Do you think they're flying 50 people over just for the Battle Royal?
They did it for the Royal Rumble.
No, because they hired like
the greatest Royal Rumble.
They hired the Chinese guy and like
one guy.
He was pretty big, Kev.
Yeah.
Probably cost them 2 airline seats.
So they did 50. They did 50 for the Rumble and still had matches with no one in it.
You're making me more depressed, Kev.
Don't be depressed, Tony Z.
Dude, it's a Battle Royal. It's fun.
No, it's really not.
I love him.
You know what's fun? Rey Mysterio Jr. will be relinquishing his United States Championship.
Yes! What? Suck it, Rey.
Oh, my God.
Really?
I don't know. You like make it sound like a celebration. I wanted to join in with you.
I don't know. It's just another fucking title I don't care about in the WWE. All
right.
You think they're going to start doing away with some of these secondaries or nope, everything's here to
stay?
Nope,
everything's here to stay.
Good call.
Good news. The LAX camp, Santana has been cleared.
My man.
To get back in the ring. He suffered a knee injury earlier this month, so that's good.
Yay!
Yay!
100% yay. Greatest, again, you talk top 5 tag teams in the world.
They just signed Will Elite Wrestling, by the way.
That's right, Matt said that.
Was that fake news? Should I hit the button?
It was a Freudian slip.
Freudian? I could see them getting there, though.
I would love to see them there.
Or an NXT. I can see either one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's how I feel about the WWE umbrella right now.
Yeah.
Oh, NXT is good, man.
Yeah.
And we'll get there because you know what? The Undisputed Era kind of did what the Contra Unit did this week.
Ooh, excuse me.
All right.
So
Dean Malenko has officially joined AEW behind the scenes, so that's pretty cool.
I like it.
Yep.
Talking of Jon Moxley, now that he is out and about doing his thing.
I think I know where you're going. New Japan.
Yeah, buddy. What's that about,
Juice
Kevin?
Robinson.
What if he takes the U.S. title from him? They're not going to let him come out and lose.
I no disrespect towards Juice Robinson.
Okay.
I just don't like him.
I don't like him either. So why not have Jon Moxley?
Yeah, all right.
Who's super hot.
Wow, all right, Matt.
Go in there and take the title off of fucking... Oh, he's sexy. I can see what Renee Young sees in him. He's got that 5 o'clock shadow that I just rolled out of bed. You know,
dude, he's a... I'm not going to say... I got to be careful how I'm going to say this.
No, you don't. Just say it, Kev, so we can make fun of you later.
That's a good point. He's a fucking star.
I thought you were going to say he was handsome.
No, I wasn't going there.
Oh. Shut the fuck
hey,
up.
Hey, no, you don't get to just get up and walk away and then come back.
I will tell you why.
Why?
Because is he a big fat German guy challenging for a title? Yes, he is. He shouldn't be challenging for a title in his first match in the company.
He's John freaking Moxley.
Don't give a shit. He could be fucking Zimbabwe, the fucking German fat guy that wrestled Tom Lawler. I don't even care.
That's pretty funny, actually.
Fuck him.
Why?
Fuck him. Earn your stripes, kid.
It's a shot in the arm for New Japan Pro Wrestling to have him show up there.
Really?
Abso-fucking-lutely.
All right, so Tony, let me ask you this.
Yes.
Throwing you right on the spot. Hulk Hogan's first match in WCW was a world title shot against Ric Flair.
Are you going to compare the five-time WWF
Don't answer the question.
Yeah, I'm answering the question.
Don't give me the comparison bullshit.
Yeah.
It's exactly what you were complaining about before.
No, it's not.
It's 100%.
Hulk Hogan made his debut and he
You're
got a title
comparing.
Match.
Dean Ambrose is a former WWE champion.
Really? How many butts did Dean Ambrose put in the seats, Kevin? Was Dean Ambrose responsible for Hulkamania?
But you're not talking.
Was Dean Ambrose responsible?
You're talking about the competition and the spirit of wrestling. You're not talking about drawing money.
Oh, no. Hulk Hogan was all about drawing money.
So who in MLW is drawing money?
Not the fat German guy.
Not anyone else.
That's not fair. That's not fair.
Yeah, but your argument before was this guy's making his debut when he gets a title shot, and that's not the way you should do it. And to Kevin's point, you never said this guy is a former world champion. This you knew nothing about him.
So no,
in WCW land, some people didn't know. They thought Hulk Hogan was a fucking cartoon character. They didn't give a shit.
Wait, they didn't know who Hulk Hogan was. They did.
Yeah,
Come on.
Right,
walk
fine.
It back.
But I appreciate the support.
Back to Kevin's point.
Yeah.
He debuted and he got a title shot. Doesn't matter who he is. He debuted and he got a title shot. That's exactly what you were complaining about before.
Do you not say it matters who he is. Do you not see the difference?
I'm just saying.
Between a Hulk Hogan coming in and Jon Moxley coming in. And the fat bratwurst guy coming in.
But that's not the point you were making.
No, you're right. But there's an exception to the point. It's Hulk fucking Hogan.
That's not fair. Fair.
Would it have been different if
it was... Backpedal.
It have been different if it was Steve Austin?
I don't have a problem with Moxley doing it.
Would it have been different with Steve Austin?
What do you mean?
But we don't have problems with it. You're the one that has a problem with it.
What Steve Austin doing what?
Going to New Japan and having a title.
Would have no problem with it.
Really? I don't have a problem with any of this. This is going back to your MLW beef with the Avalanche.
Yeah, I don't get it. There's so many other worthy people on MLW, and they give it to some guy who's making his debut. And like,
But then you heightened to Dean Ambrose. You heightened to that. And you know, so what I'm doing is heightening your point to a level which all of a sudden not acceptable.
But it's not because it's Hulk Hogan. There's very few people at that level that can get away with something like that.
I think Dean Ambrose is one of them. And also, I don't agree with you.
You really think Dean Ambrose is one of those people?
Yes.
Really?
Because of the lay of the wrestling landscape right now.
And how it's changed.
Who was the last guy that left the WWE to debut in Japan?
Jericho?
Probably.
And before that? To make a real splash. Cody?
And even then, he was in Impact first.
Yeah.
If I'm not mistaken. Could be wrong about the timeline.
I don't know. So what's the point?
The point is, Ambrose leaving was such a hot topic. New Japan is clearly in a position where they don't have the firepower they had that got them to the point that they're at. They have no Young Bucks. They have no Kenny Omega. They have no Chris Jericho. They have no Adam Page. The opportunity came. Dean Ambrose, Jon Moxley, making his debut in New Japan Pro Wrestling is huge, no matter who he's wrestling. The fact that it's for a title, they're just exposing it for what it is.
And I don't want to throw shade, and I'm 100% with you. I don't want to throw shade on the U.S. title, but it's not the IWGP Heavyweight Championship.
Well, it's also not the MLW World Championship.
But either. I feel like... isn't the world championship we're talking about here. It's prestigious, I guess. It's got to be, right? Yeah.
Who's the champ?
Juice.
Juice Robinson. Not
no, I don't
so
think it is
either. I don't think it is either. It was when Omega had it.
But again, this is also the same crazy company that put the fucking world title on Jay White, so I don't fucking...
Jay White was awesome.
No, he wasn't! He's a fucking, deflated earthquake. That's what he fucking looks like.
So I'm all for...
Fucking
I think
John
this is Tenta awesome.
Minus 300 pounds.
I think this is awesome.
Oh, good for you.
Yeah, well, I'm just saying, Tony, man.
And it heightens the best of the Super Junior Finals happening June 5th. I think it's a smart move on the New Japan Pro Wrestling. And maybe
Maybe.
Maybe
we could do a little, you know, AEW, New Japan work. You know, I know Omega can still go back there. The door's open. Same with Jericho.
You know, no, you know what would really help AEW? What?
Vince Russo.
No. Very funny, but no.
Thank you.
Bring in some of the guys that Kenny Omega worked with, the stars of New Japan. Well, bring in one of them.
Did you see what he said about your boy Ibushi?
Ooh, is Kota coming in?
He
Golden Lovers, please.
He didn't ask Ibushi because he knew Ibushi would say yes, but he also knows that Ibushi's dream is to win the IWGP Heavyweight Championship. If he came and he worked for All Elite Wrestling, he felt he wouldn't get that opportunity, so he did not ask him.
Okay.
All right. He was brought to tears, Kenny Omega, during StarCast. Talking about this.
I love Kota Ibushi.
Dude, it's I know like, you do.
It's He's their, fucking great.
It's their WWE. I
love Kota Ibushi. Ibushi.
Ibushi. So
also, you gotta, we don't know, at least I don't know, what the Ring of Honor New Japan contract and how long that goes. So.
That's a good call, too.
Whatever. These guys are getting double paychecks. More power to them.
Right.
Can I get a double paycheck?
Get Brandi Rhodes out of there, and we can give you all the money you want.
Oh, no, don't ever take Brandi Rhodes off the TV. Whatever. Don't ever take her off my TV.
I find her annoying.
You don't find her? She's the hottest woman in chicken wrestling, as far as I'm concerned.
Really?
100%.
Really?
Prove me wrong. Oh, no, don't prove me wrong, but throw something else at me to see if I agree, because it's possible I will.
I think Toni Storm's pretty hot.
That Smiley Kylie's pretty cute.
She's cute.
I like
She's
her.
She's not hot.
Alexa Bliss, of course.
Oh, Alexa Bliss is up there.
That's a good one.
That's fair. I think Brandi Rhodes is hot.
I'm even into Becky Lynch now.
Becky Lynch is hot?
She's not top tier, but she's like 9.5.
Brandi's my favorite.
9.5.
Sorry.
You don't think? Since she came out doing the whole Kill Bill thing? Like,
you gave her a higher rating than AEW.
Whatever.
Taya. Taya's fucking thick.
Taya's, yeah, you like them thick chicks.
I like Taya. She's thick.
There you go. How about that Nyla?
No.
How about Nia? Yo, your girl Tamina was on Raw.
She was dancing around.
Tamina's not my girl.
Oh, come on, dude.
She's a baby face now, apparently.
When you get Nia, you got to take the grenade, too.
All right, fair enough.
Grenade in her pants.
Hi-yo!
As long as she doesn't kill me like her father did.
Eh?
Holy shit. What? Holy shit.
I still thought we were on Nyla Rose.
No, Nyla Rose, I'm okay. Pass. Hard pass.
Yes, very hard pass.
Look, I hope she redeems herself, but I was
not
impressed.
Does she always dress like Tatanka?
I don't know. I know very little about Nyla Rose.
Well, listen, Lacey Evans didn't make the best first impression in the Royal Rumble, and I think she's
I hate her guts. I don't like her at all.
Oh, boy. Wow.
Fuck that,
bitch. I like it, Tony. I'm with you.
I hate her. She's dumb. And she came out after they beat the tag champs, too.
She might be the best heel in wrestling.
That's so not a Lacey Evans song. Like, Lacey Evans should be coming out to, like, an old, like 20s or 30s big band song. You know what I'm saying?
I can get behind that.
Like the
Reveille? Like the Boogie Woogie Bugle Boys of Reveille Beats?
Can you get me a little Boogie Woogie Bugle Boy?
She's doing Reveille.
Yeah,
she's
the
Boogie Woogie Bugle Boys of Company B.
And when she's a heel, she could even have a slower version like that.
I like her theme song. I like everything about her.
Nope. Like Matt likes to say, hard pass.
Hard pass.
Hard pass.
Dude, she throws some fists, bro.
Oh, she throws a woman's right.
I'm all in.
I could see vignettes with this.
No, this might be even a little too fast paced. I'm thinking more like big band stuff. I love it.
In the army now.
He's the boogie woogie bugle boy of Company B.
I love it. Andrew Sisters. Gold. Gumby gold.
I'm all in. Pay that, Vince.
Look at KJG coming up with the old school musica. This is about a dude, though, this song. They have to change it up.
It's fine. They can change it up.
That's good. They have a dude. I love it. This is music, kids. Never mind that Cardi B shit that's on MLW. You said Cardi B is on MLW? Yes, of course.
All right, knock that music off because we got more crunchy, crunchy music to get to. Because Kevin...
crunchy, crunchy?
Yeah, you know, like the riffs, like the hard, the power chords.
The power chords.
The distortion, baby. Because it's time for the Shining Wizards pay-per-view pick for Nanza, part two, NXT 25. Matt, do you have any specs on the show, where it's going to be?
It's at the Webster Bank Arena in Bridgeport, Connecticut, Saturday night.
Saturday.
Sunday.
It will be on the
WWE Network.
Yes, I almost said NXT Network.
Oh, boy.
Like an ass hat.
Are we ready to roll with this?
Kevin, what can you tell me about storylines here since I have not been watching NXT?
All right, so there's a rift in the Undisputed Era, which between Roddy Strong and the rest of them, which seems to be, at least this last episode, mended. And Roddy Strong got a match with Matt Riddle. Matt Riddle and Johnny Gargano are forming some sort of an alliance because they had a tag match against Bobby Fish and Kyle O'Reilly. Kylie Ray, Smiley, Kyle O'Reilly. You got the Io Shirai, Shayna Baszler stuff coming to a head. Velveteen Dream and Tyler Breeze. Tyler Breeze made his return to NXT. And now they will go at it for the North American Championship this Saturday night, which is cool. It's good to see Tyler Breeze actually be able to cut a promo again. So I'm all in. The four tag team match for the vacant titles at the War Raider. Matt Cardona, that the War Raiders relinquished. So Street Profits, I believe, Bobby Fish, Kyle O'Reilly, the Forgotten Sons, and Oney Lorcan and Biff Buse. No, that is the other guy, my favorite tag team in NXT,
Danny Burch.
So that's that. That's five matches, right? Oh, Adam Cole, Johnny Gargano,
baby,
of course. So I'm excited. It does seem to be, maybe because we haven't been paying super close attention, it seems like a weird out of place takeover.
Yes,
because there's no Sunday pay-per-view to follow.
And it's a 25th anniversary takeover.
Yeah. So other than that, it's going to be takeover. It's going to be good. Now, here's the thing now. Do you think that they feel like they need to put as much effort into it because there's no show the next day? I think yes.
I think they will.
Yeah.
If not more.
Agreed. Because now they're standing alone.
Exactly.
Yep. Matt, always fucking...
Very simpatico.
That's it.
Over here.
Good. You guys can eat a simpatico bag of shit for all I care.
I like it. Tony, we're sleeping here. Sleeping here tonight,
I hope
Tony.
I go 0-5.
So do I. I hope you fucking tank hard.
All right, let's get started.
Like a fucking down tree.
Matt Riddle versus Roderick Strong. Matt, who you got?
I'm going with Matt Riddle. I think there's going to be some kind of interference from the Undisputed Era that backfires. So yep. Matty Riddle.
I'm with Matt. And going with Matt.
All right, cool. We got a three-way for Matt Riddle. Sounds
all right.
Good.
Matty Riddle across the board.
The Velveteen Dream versus Tyler Breeze for the North American Championship.
Pretty sure we're all.
Yeah, I'll
think there's going to be another three-way, too.
Yeah, Tyler Breeze can go eat a bag of shit. Velveteen Dream, as much as I hate him, he's going to fucking win because fuck Tyler
Breeze.
Really?
You hate the Velveteen Dream?
I told you, I don't like him. I don't like the gimmick.
He cut a sick... So did Tyler Breeze, by the way. Both cut sick promos on NXT.
Well, good. Sick promos don't win matches, Kevin.
Well, no, but they build character.
In your face.
No, but they build character. And if you don't...
In your face.
Velveteen Dream.
Matt.
All right. The four...
No,
I
you
said,
took
oh,
Velveteen well?
Dream. I'm sorry.
No, I got it. The four-way ladder match.
This one I can see us all three taking some different team.
Thank you for interrupting. For the NXT Tag Team titles, the Street Profits, the Undisputed Era, Fish and O'Reilly, Orny Lorker and Danny Burch, and the Forgotten Sons, who I forgot were even in NXT.
What'd you call them? Fucking the Orny Lorker?
Orny Lorker. The Horny Looker. You know what? When I first saw this, I was thinking Street Profits, but you know what? I'm thinking Fish and O'Reilly got to get the titles. I'm going Undisputed Era. Kevin.
Really?
Yep.
I don't hate that pick, but I'm going Forgotten Sons.
Oh, that's a shit pick. Matt?
I'm actually going to go Only Lorcan and Danny Burch.
I love that pick.
Pick is a bag of shit, too. You should have picked it then, Kev. You got to have two bags of
shit. I like both of your picks.
Nobody took the
Street. Don't say that two times fast.
Nobody took the Street Profits, Matt.
No, why would you?
And they're probably going to win.
The only reason I didn't take them is because they wore those fucking stupid Harlem Heat outfits, and the one tall dude had his titties.
They fucking suck the street profits.
No, one I'm not a fan of. The other guy, Montez Ford, is amazing, and you agreed with me at one point.
I did. I like Montez Ford. The fucking cup thing is stupid, though.
I don't. They didn't do it on the
floats.
It was a big cup. Anyway, go ahead.
Yeah, we got the NXT Women's Championship. Champion Shayna Baszler defends against Matt's favorite, Io Shirai. Matt, who you got?
First of all, Io Shirai is not my favorite. It's Kairi Sane.
Yeah.
You like the pirate.
I hate her face. Why?
And she's now on SmackDown teaming with...
I hate the fucking pirate.
The Kabuki Warriors.
Yeah, she's part of the Kabuki Warriors,
the
right?
The Bukkake Warriors.
Whatever.
That's right.
Kabuki Warriors. I think Shayna Baszler, you can't... This Io Shirai, I don't get it. She's fucking 90 pounds soaking wet.
She is a former champion, though, no?
Not NXT.
Oh, she hasn't won NXT.
No, she might be a Yoshi champion.
They don't all look alike, Tony.
Waka waka.
Good call, Kev. Kev, who you got?
Shayna Baszler.
Really?
Yep.
Really?
Yeah, you know what? As much as I hate Toothless Gummy, I'm going to go with Shayna Baszler, too.
No position to be taking wild guesses here.
No, I was going to go with Io. I was thinking about it, but if she hasn't won the title, she's probably not going to be.
She looked really good on the last episode of Impact. Showed a lot of fire, came out with a kendo stick and started beating the shit out of all the horsewomen to save Candice LeRae.
She was on Impact and NXT, huh?
Is that what I said? Impact? That's right.
Kevin.
Making towns.
The NXT Championship match. Johnny Gargano defends against Adam Cole, baby. I'll start. You know what? Gargano's got to keep the belt. There's no way he's losing so fast. They're not building up anything with Adam Cole at this point. It's going to stay with Gargano.
To piggyback off what Matt said before, I think that the Undisputed Era shenanigans could come into play here, and maybe, and then Roderick Strong returns a favor on Adam Cole, and Johnny Gargano keeps the belt, and we see the split of at least Roderick Strong from Undisputed Era.
Adam Cole, baby!
I like it.
I think I the Ascension in the Undisputed Era is a ploy.
Oh, boy.
Right? So they'll work it into the Riddle match. They might even work it into the tag team match. Then Roddy will come out.
Like Contra Unit?
You think he's going to Shanghai Adam
you
Cole?
You just ruined NXT for me, Kevin.
You think he's gonna fucking Shanghai Adam Cole? He turns around, he lays out Gargano.
Nope.
I love
Boom!
It.
Undisputed love Era.
It. Love it.
No way. No way.
Why? Because then look, Tony. Undisputed Era's got the tag titles. Adam Cole's got the world title, baby. And then maybe you set up Roddy against Velveteen Dream.
Oh, great. So Velveteen Dream, my favorite wrestler of all time.
Then maybe Roddy was the North American Championship, and then they're a fucking unit, and they rule the NXT world.
I don't think any of them are going to get along, Mr. Matt.
And who is that, Tony?
It's Tony's friend, Kako.
Kako?
Yeah, I'm a sock with a cock, baby.
Cock sock?
I like to lay pipe for all the fly bitches.
Are you a sock? With
yeah.
a cock?
Yes. Or and you know
cock?
What I say to the women?
Are you a
you
cock
can,
sock?
You can come sock me off.
Oh, boo.
I am the greatest of all time, and I'm not even the Velveteen Dream. You want to ask me my picks? I pick that everyone's going to have a great time in Connecticut on Saturday.
Mr. Kako.
Yes. That's my name. I have a giant cock under my sock.
All right. Can I ask you a question, Mr.
Kako? Sure can.
If you could be on one foot, what foot would you be on?
The left foot, silly!
No, better question. Whose foot would you be on?
I love how you're looking at it like he's talking to you, like you're having a conversation with him.
Kevin, whatever. I'm talking to everyone!
Whatever works for him.
Whose foot would I be on?
In the wrestling world, whose foot would Mr. Kako want to be on?
I would be on Kairi Sane's foot!
Really?
Probably smells delicious!
You don't think your sock is too big for her tiny feet?
Nope, I'd be smelling like booty all day long.
Oh, Mr. Kako, you're incorrigible. I don't even get it.
In the great phrase of Overweight Larry, I've got to go.
Wow, Mr. Kako.
Speaking of going.
Oh, Jesus. I got going home music.
Oh, do you?
Oh, yeah. I got good stuff,
I
too.
Think I know what your going home is, which I think is mine, too.
Oh, that's right. We got going homes.
Oh, we
homes.
Got going homes. Oh, my God. We got going homes.
Tony's so excited.
I think because I think I know why, and I think it's mine as well.
All right. Well, we're going
to
let
Tony. Does yours have anything to do with a birthday?
Yeah. Except no, not at all.
Okay.
All
right. Beautiful.
Okay. If you found out someone was challenging a trademark, what would you immediately think was going to be the challengee? Who do you think would be challenging the trademark in the world of wrestling?
The WWE?
Yes, but in this case, you'd be absolutely wrong because there's been a challenge to the copyright claim filed for Dead Man Talking. And no, it's not the WWE, and it's not Mark Calaway.
Walking
it
Dead?
Is Audio Boom. Apparently, Audio Boom has a podcast called Dead Man Talking, and they filed an objection to the claim. Imagine that. Audio Boom telling the dead man to go fuck himself. Kevin, you're going home.
Well, no, let Matt go first, because Tony, you're going to have to go to the soundboard for this.
Oh, boy.
Oh, wow.
And you'll know when you hear it.
So, going home, two interesting things that kind of both apply to the contract situation. Joey Ryan has apparently turned down an AEW deal.
Turned down for what?
He's been doing a farewell to the indie tours recently and will be making an announcement at Bar Wrestling's Pickle Jar Hero event on May 30th regarding his future. And Jonathan Gresham is no longer under contract with Ring of Honor. His contract expired in late April, but he hasn't signed a new contract with the promotion yet. So lots of interesting things. Also, Maria Kanellis tweeted out, her and Mike have 3 weeks left, and they still haven't signed a new contract.
Whoa.
That was a lot of going home.
Yeah, I kind of just threw it together.
It all seems to work.
Yeah.
They all seem to mesh.
They also announced a Chikara King of Trios team.
Yes, the... what's his name?
Oh, Ham Cube. Scott Steiner and Little PD Pump, and who else?
Big Mama Pump, Jordan Grace.
All right.
Good Lord. Oh, what good, are you? Lord.
Good Lord.
Oh, good Lord.
That's my going home,
gentlemen. Tony, my going home is there's a very special birthday in the world of professional wrestling today. He's contributed to this podcast in more ways than he'll ever know. Ladies and gentlemen, today is the birthday of Kamala. James Harris? Is that wrong?
Yeah, but I don't have any of the push-its or anything like that. Oh, there you go.
That's a push-it. James Kamala, I don't know his real name, but I know it's Kamala's birthday.
No, you're right, James Kamala Harris.
Kamala Harris, and he's been benefiting this podcast more than he'll ever know. So happy birthday to you, James Kamala.
He's got an Amazon wish list. It's all left shoes.
He has no feet. Oh. They cut them both off.
Lots of cock socks.
A lot of Mr. Cockos.
He would win a lot of Royal Rumbles.
I would be on Kamala's foot, because then I could go anywhere I want.
I for sure thought this was going to be your going home.
What?
Kamala's birthday.
Nah, dude. Come on. Audio Boom in the news, and it's wrestling related? You got to take that.
Yeah, for
come
sure.
On. Bet you didn't even see that story, did
no,
you?
No, I could care less.
There you go.
With you.
I guess we're closing with Kamala today?
No. Go with your whatever you wanted to finish with.
I mean, Kamala's fine.
Nah, fuck Kamala. We play it all
we
the time.
We do it all the time, yeah.
Fucking no feet. Well, he's no good to me.
All right, well, since we went a little old school earlier.
Oh, boy, what kind of fucking remix is this?
No. Oh, wait, you want a remix?
No, I don't think you're really gonna play September by Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Well, then you would be wrong, my friend, because
all right.
We're leaving with Earth, Wind, and Fire
I like
tonight.
It.
Kev, any plugs?
Know what? I'm good tonight, my man.
Matt, any plugs?
Just give us a follow on social media at Wizards Podcast on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. We're throwing up daily conversations. We want you to get involved at Wizards Podcast again. Just tweet at us. Let us know what you like. Let us know what you hate. We're always up for a good conversation. You're never wrong when you talk to the Shining Wizards Wrestling Podcast.
Unless you're talking to me about MLW. Then
exactly. Tony's not a big MLW guy. But
oh,
he'll
no,
watch
I'm
it
an
next
MLW
week.
Connoisseur. Oh, I'm
connoisseur.
Just not a fan of the product lately.
All right.
You know, like, you're not a fan of WWE. We all
That's
have
right,
our flavors.
Fair enough. All right.
Ladies and gentlemen, this has been the Shining Wizards Wrestling Podcast. Most wrestling talk. We're talking about wrestling. We will see you next week.
What kind of unprofessional closing is that?
That was good, right? That wasn't good?
Diddy's.
That was all right.
That was fine.
All right.
Say goodnight, Matt.
This is weird. Like, I don't know. This is like a wrestling song. It's weird. Why would you put this on the soundboard?
I don't know. I thought it'd be something different.
It's not New Year's, is it?
It's like a wrestling pod. Like,
do you want a wrestling song to end the show?
I mean, we're a fucking wrestling podcast. Do you think we would use wrestling songs?
Play Cody Rhodes music. Best theme song.
I used Slayer earlier.
Best theme song in wrestling.
Are you okay? Sorry.
What was that? Why are you ringing the bell?
All right. Here we go.
Going home?
Oh.
Or Jericho's. That's also a good theme song.
No, a little Disco Inferno to close it out.
That's fine. He's doing great stuff on Impact.
Oh, didn't he win like a women's battle royal?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's great stuff.
He's actually very over, and people hate him, and it's entertaining. If you could muster up the energy to watch Twitch,
why not give a Disco Inferno a shot to reclaim former glory? It's happening a lot.
Yeah, he's doing well in Impact.
Yep. I heard he's challenging Juice Robinson for the United States Championship next week.
But he never worked there.
But
Tony, he never worked for New Japan.
Oh, come on, Kevin. Anybody could go to New Japan and win a title. You
there you
that.
Go.
Really?
Boo!
All right, good night, everyone. We'll see you next week.
Later.
Disco Fever. Disco Fever. Yeah, yeah.